It's been 4 weeks, and I'm back, everybody, and I'll be assaulting you with podcasts for the rest of your life. November 14th, Pittsburgh Improv. I'll be doing my Call in Sick to Work tour. I'll go do radio with Bill and Randy and WDBE, drink with them at 11 a.m. I'll do a show, day drinking, everybody. Speaking of drinking, it's from the Power Hour, Ali Spagnola and Keith Myers. I love you.
What's up?
My daughter's obsessed with that
song. I'm obsessed with that song. I can't stop thinking about it.
Here, can I tell you what drives me nuts about the song? I'm going to sound like a fucking frat boy right now.
Right on.
I feel like it has a social message, so I don't like it.
What is it? Is the social
I'm
message
such a
about
fucking
face?
Idiot. No, it's about. It's about. It's when they, we're recording. Okay. It's when. Hi. It's when. When she's like, I'm so tired of that Photoshop or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're just like, okay.
It has a social message, and it's a horrible one.
What's the social message?
The social message is that women find their value through the eyes of men.
Is that what it is? I haven't listened. I can't get past the beautiful, overweight gay dude dancing in that video.
He is pretty fabulous. I think he's famous on Vine.
He's
like a Vine celebrity.
Oh, is he really?
That's why I thought it was an internet video. I loved everything about that.
So wait, can I tell you why I'm an idiot?
Yeah.
So last night, is that it? No. I got drunk. I got drunk. Is this it? Nope. I got drunk and I went on a fucking tirade by myself, like a solo podcast.
What?
By myself. About Jameis Winston. You know, Jameis Winston got in trouble for standing on a table. You know who Jameis Winston is?
No.
He's a quarterback for Florida State. He won the Heisman Trophy last year. Okay. I went to Florida State. And so he got in trouble because he stood up on a table and yelled, fuck her right in the pussy. Which, yeah, I can find the value to.
That's super funny.
And
I approve.
And so they suspended him for the first half of the game this week.
It's like a thing, like Cocaine Bear, though. People say that. Fuck her right in the pussy. That's a thing.
Where is that from?
It's someone jumped in front of a news camera and screamed it on TV. It was a live news thing, and someone jumped in there.
Yeah. So I went on this tirade last night just defending him.
Look at me.
Defending him as being a kid. He's only fucking 19 years old.
Oh.
Like, he's a child. He's still technically a child. In my book, he's a child. He may be leaps and bounds taller, bigger, faster than me, and more athletic, but I went on this fucking tirade about because I was watching Sports Center, but it was like just me commenting. But I was drunk, and so I was like, I don't know what I said, but at the end, I was like, I don't want anyone hearing this. So I took the card out and I hit it. And now I can't can't find the SD card. And I got a great interview with Jay Oakerson that's like 3 hours long on it, and I gotta fucking find it. So, and I'm trying to think, where would I hide something from myself?
You got to get in that state again. You got to be drunk, and it'll come back to you.
I probably should.
It's totally a thing.
I just worked out hard as fuck. I feel like I'm perfect.
Like you deserve a beer?
I might deserve a beer.
Yep. I ran before I got here. So
have you guys? Have you guys been?
Good.
I haven't seen you guys in a while. Although I feel like I talked to you online.
Yeah, yeah, for
sure. So it feels like we hang out, but we haven't.
But we don't.
How's the road been?
Good, fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're not like in our RV anymore, so that's cool. I have like a home
kind of,
and a couch I sit on.
So, oh, yeah?
So that's nice. Thanks. Yes, give me. I love that you're opening it up into the mic so everyone can hear the fun we're having.
Beers, there's nothing. Did you get a new tattoo?
Which one?
The one on your wrist? I don't remember you having
fingers.
On your fingers.
LA.
LA.
Yep. He's got one on his neck too. He doesn't even know the Dodgers.
Another LA. Backup LA in case, you know.
Oh, nice. Just in case you forget. I like those tattoos. I wish I could get a tattoo. I feel like I'm too old now.
It's a commitment issue for me. I can't even paint my walls. That's like too much of a decision, and then you're stuck with it.
You know, I went through that. The first tattoo you get is so nerve-wracking because you're always so worried. You know, this is going to be forever and all
forever.
That.
Forever.
What was your first one?
Oh, these stars on my forearms. But
that's so funny. Ian Bagg, you know who Ian Bagg is? He's a comedian. He got a star on his forearm, and it was like the first of many of his tattoos that he was going to get because he was changing it.
After you get it, you know, you look at it, and you stare at it, and then you realize it's fucked up, or it's crooked a little bit, or it's got little parts of them are messed up.
Yeah.
And then you realize that they're totally fucked up, and nothing's perfect.
Yeah.
And neither are you. And then it's like, fuck it. And then you get it. Now it's like, for me, I mean, I try not to get too many stupid tattoos, but one of my favorite things to do is get super shit-faced with my friends, go to a tattoo parlor and pick out tattoos for each other.
Oh, that's
and we get stupid stuff, and you know they're silly, but I laugh about them for my rest of my life. So
yeah, I wish let me tell you something. If I could bear the tattoos that I had picked for myself at certain times in my life. First of all, I would have a polo pony right on my chest.
See, there's nothing
yes,
wrong with that.
Please.
I love that.
Oh my god.
We were
that was, take your
I'd have a tiger paw on my ass.
Mm-hmm.
These tiger pride.
Are, later you'd see it you'd be like this is totally ridiculous, but it's super funny.
I guess. There's a guy out there that has my logo tattooed on his leg and that weirds me out a little, but I'm super flattered.
That is.
I guess the only weird part is that he did it himself.
He did it himself?
Yeah. You want to see it? It looks
I want to meet him immediately.
Like, super awesome. Oh, yeah. My God. When he sent it to me, I was like, you're the coolest ever.
What city is he in?
Oh, I don't know. I can find out.
So how long are you in L.A. for?
I just changed my flight today, so I'm staying till Wednesday.
Oh, I leave Saturday.
Don't worry, I won't be on your couch. I can relocate.
No, it's cool.
Let me see if I can find
out. I have two guys. I have one guy, his name's Radar. Oh, that's great. Oh, that's a cool logo, though.
Oh, thank you. I designed it myself. And that's my name in Braille underneath it, so...
Wait, let me see. In Braille, what do they put, like, beads under there?
I guess. I don't know.
That's just your name
dots?
In Braille.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's not like you can't read it.
I don't think you can feel it. I've not touched his leg yet, but...
Do you know
someday
him?
Maybe someday I'll run into him.
I have a guy named Radar. I think it's Rick Roberts is his name. And he has my website tattooed on his ass.
Awesome.
He lost it on a radio bet.
That is epic.
And and then there's a guy named Monkey Todd who has my machine shirt tattooed on his bicep, like underneath his arm.
Super
and it's and it looks, I mean, I should have gotten it done, but I guess I don't need a picture of myself on me. Yeah, that is weird when you see guys have their names tattooed on them.
They do their own name? You've seen that?
Yeah. Like guys will get their last names tattooed in their backs.
Oh, I guess last name is like a family thing.
I guess it is a family
pride.
Sometimes I'll wear like my own band shirt around, and I'm like, "This isn't cool. Why am I doing this?"
I have a hard time when I wear my own shit.
Yeah, like, for sure.
That's
how you make sales. Tina's like, "No,
what?
You can never do that. I don't want to say it in the microphone. You can never wear your own fucking shirt.
I have a hard time.
That's not the way it works.
Rogan will wear his own higher primate line. Like he makes shirts that are higher primate.
Oh, yeah,
and
like,
he wears those.
Yeah, but if you have a line, then you have to wear it.
Yeah.
You're branding and you're making it look
good. I want to come up with a line so bad.
Let's do it.
I want to
Please
so bad.
Please do women too. I
want to
wear it.
I want to, you know what I want? I want to find, there's twofold. I want to find, the first one I was going to do was, I was going to do Burt's, like all Burt's businesses. So it'd be like Burt's Bait Shop and then do a bait shop shirt for Burt's Bait Shop. And then, like, you know, like you'd find at a bait shop. And then go,
Bowling Alley.
Burt's Bowling Alley.
Those are cool.
Burt's,
Tattoo Parlor.
Burt's Taxidermist.
Barber. That's also a good one.
Nice.
And just make shirts. Like, I have that business, and that's my shirt for that business. That was my first idea.
I want the kimono.
Yeah. Burt's.
Happy Hands.
Burt's, and just Burt's Urology.
Geisha House.
Oh, we're going to Hong Kong. I want to hang out with Geisha so fucking bad.
Wait,
books I've ever read.
Since I saw you last, I went and watched your machine video.
Oh, yeah?
On YouTube.
Yeah.
It was fucking hilarious. I was dying. This is like something out of I loved it. It was really awesome.
Oh,
he
thanks.
Has, like, stories on that part though. Like, he's known for telling ridiculous.
I want to get back to this generation of pussies that were growing, cuz this is super interesting to me and it makes me mad, but I never had anyone to tell about.
I'm going to be measured in this because
okay.
I feel like okay, let's very quickly talk about like the Adrian Peterson thing. Have you been following that?
No.
Okay.
I don't watch TV.
Adrian Peterson, a football player for the Vikings.
Oh, he punched his girlfriend in the face.
No, that's Ray Rice.
Oh, I don't know.
Another running back. Another
Why?
Short.
Okay.
Apparently just short guys have temper. No, both black. But he hit his kid with a switch. And they put him on child abuse charges.
Oh, man.
I grew up in the South, and switches were very common where I grew up. But I also grew up 40 years ago. Like, yeah. So, like, I mean...
Pretty different now.
Yeah, very different. You can't hit your kid. I'll just say for this, I don't hit my kids. Like,
your wife does.
My wife has. My wife spanked Isla one time.
You know, I got my ass kicked when I did things wrong.
And that's why you turned out horribly.
Fucking motherfucker.
Wait, did you get hit?
No, never.
What? No.
Never got hit?
My parents would like, hug me and give me candy and like, I don't know. But that's also why I turned out horribly, right?
Yeah, I guess it's, look, the kid's going to be fucked up one way, whatever you hit him or not.
You know, I only got hit if I did. I mean, I had to be pretty out of line. Normally, it was like I was scolded on a gradient scale. But if I was just off the chart, I mean, if I got caught and, you know, me and my friends and you know, my mom comes in and it's like we had stolen someone's bike or something.
Yeah.
There was no like, oh, you need to take this bike back and apologize. No. I got smacked. And I knew I was going to get smacked before. Yeah. It was never a surprise. And I think that I don't know. I guess – I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that yet. I haven't made an opinion about that.
Well, I feel like – here's the thing. I don't have a real opinion genuinely on what he did to his child other than I don't hit my children with switches, and that should speak my opinion ultimately.
Yeah.
But this generation of like internet snitching where it's like people want people to get in trouble. It's almost
terrible.
Like what's it called when it's not Munchausen. What that's totally different.
Schadenfreude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where you want to see people fail.
Yep.
I think people love to watch other people fail.
Watching the burn and the train wreck is, you know, it's got its things. But that's, I don't know. I don't know how that's going to play out. I don't know if it's okay for, like, maybe I don't want to hit my kids, but
yeah.
Do I have anything to say about someone who thinks that they should? I have a friend, and his kids are the absolute smartest, most brilliant kids. I mean, he was teaching them to program when they were like, that was like their first languages were all programming languages. And
really?
These kids are so unbelievably brilliant and so well behaved. And I'm like, how do you do this? And he goes, oh, I hit them. And he just says it openly. He's one of those guys, he doesn't give a fuck what anyone thinks about him. But you know what? If Child Protective Services came and took his kid away, he would be super bummed. But that's like, he just says, oh yeah, no, if they're like out of control, I say, hey, don't do that, or I'm going to smack the shit out of you. And they just listen.
Yeah.
And it's and you know and so maybe I don't do that, but I don't know what I could say about him doing that because it seems to be working.
Yeah, I don't know. I would never. I don't hit my. I only speak by my own actions, and that is I don't hit my kids. That's it. That's all I can say. But like I find it, and this is where you're going to come into the generation of pussies. I find it gross and neglect, almost child abuse, when people let their kids get obese. Like I'm like, don't sure. do you can yep. handle that. Put the food where they can't fucking reach it. And make them healthy snacks.
Right, it's also the type of food that's out there and easy to get, right? And like,
yeah.
There's food deserts all across the world.
Well, I think they need to be
and, like,
educated
people,
to
right.
know what, that like, hey, all of your friends are going to go and do this. You're not. It's the same thing with fucking drugs or anything else. All your friends are going to go and do this. Don't do it. Here's
just
why.
Just say no
you
know, to you, food.
it's easy to say in a microphone, but I would imagine that's worlds it's, harder to it's, try to actually impart on a child to not do something that all their friends are going to do.
Oh, yeah.
Also, genes. You know, some kids are going to balloon up faster than others and shit. So
some kids, man, you see them at schools. I mean, the amount of obese kids at schools is alarming. Like,
yeah.
When I take Georgia to school, and adults. I mean, I'm obese, but, like, I don't – like, I know I have a hard time doing a sit-up, but, like, I don't think people would classify me as obese. But if you look on the – if you go to a doctor, my cardiologist said, you are obese. You need to lose weight. I was like –
it's like a height to weight ratio thing, but you don't have any like negative symptoms for it, right? Like it's your body type. So
no, I think it's just beer drinking.
Oh, I love beer.
We're making it worse.
Cheers, guys.
You worked
Cheers.
Out today.
You know, I listened to our podcast that we did. Mm-hmm. I listened to that on the road with my crew.
I can't listen to them. Is it good?
Oh, I love listening to my own podcast.
I can't listen to my voice. I sound nasally.
Is that like wearing your own shirt?
I listen to my own podcasts more than I listen to other people's podcasts.
Hey, that's how you get good, right? Or not. You just it's like masturbating. You just like enjoy how wonderful you are.
Hey, you know what's so funny?
Is someone, that how it works for
someone
you,
was saying there's a doctor
with a mirror.
There's a masseuse in Beverly Hills called Dr. Squirts. That's what the ladies call him. And apparently he just gives you a massage and then goes in, does his magic. You squirt, have an amazing orgasm. My wife's friends found out about it, and my wife's like, "Is that cheating?" And I go, "I mean, in my book, because I don't go get hand jobs."
Yeah.
And she was like, "Well, what if there was like a lady who gave like the most amazing hand jobs?" I was like, "Leanne, do you realize how many dicks she'd have to jerk off to be better than me? Like, I've been jerking my dick solidly for fucking 30 years. Like, she had to have started at 12 and do a dick a day her entire life.
Sometimes even a couple. I mean, even a couple. Real, you know?
Yeah. She would have, literally, do you know how she, there's no way she could be better than me. There's no way. And she was like, ah, I guess I never looked at it that way. Dr. Squirts, you want to hear something really funny? I did a podcast with Dominatrix, and she introduced me to two new terms.
Hot.
Pegging. You know what that is?
No. Nope. I define this one.
Pegging is when a guy gets fucked in the ass by a girl with a strap-on dildo.
Okay.
I love it.
That sounds too crazy. So innocent. All right.
And the other one is CBT.
I don't know that one either. I thought that was closed broadcast transmission.
Nope.
Okay.
Cock and ball torture.
Oh, is that where she's wearing high heels and she stamps on his balls?
Any cock and ball torture.
Do you see this shit on the internet, Allie? Or?
Oh, no, is there that kind of stuff on
it's
the internet?
Popular.
Shut up. Are you kidding?
No, with the heels, yes, and they stomp on your balls. It's
wow. So is that enjoyable, gentlemen?
Fuck, it hurts me to watch.
Do you want to know something even more enjoyable than learning about CBT? Is learning that CBT also stands for Cognitive Behavioral Therapy. All these guys, if you look at the CBT hashtag, it's like, would you enjoy some CBT today? I've gotten doing really well after my CBT. And it's
taking my kids to CBT.
My youngest is misbehaving. Looks like he'll need a little CBT. Cock and ball torture. Oh, I've been enjoying that all fucking day. I've been enjoying that all day.
So we did a power hour in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And we were out of our minds. We're so shit-faced. We gather a bunch of people. We go back to my place. We're drinking. It's maybe 2:30 in the morning. And
CBT?
We get a text message. Eddie is doing a 24-hour all-night podcast.
Eddie Ift.
And he's like, it's 3 in the morning. What are you guys up to? And we're like, we'll come on right now. And so
we jumped
in a car. We drove out to Venice Beach, and we were out of our minds. And we stop at his place, and
this
he's
is
trying
like
to be
5
quiet.
Hours before we were supposed to podcast with you the last time I was here.
Oh yeah,
are you serious?
We stop at his place. We're there at 3:30, and it's like everyone's talking. Like we're like, "What's up, pussies?" I go into his fridge. I'm like, "Is there any beer in here?" Because obviously we haven't drank for like an hour.
Tequila.
I grab all of the fucking Coronas. I'm opening them and drink them. And we went on his podcast. The middle of the fucking night, out of our minds. I have no idea what we said.
He raised money for that
too. Yeah, I know.
Of course,
job.
He was. Eddie is.
He sneaks it.
I have a thing about that. I think that I like to quantize my drinking. Well, when I can.
What do you mean quantize?
Well, one for me, one for you, baby.
Yeah.
That's not true. It's two him, one me.
With Allie, sometimes.
Well,
she's smaller. The alcohol percentage, body, something. You know, science.
He's one of those like water. Like I used to when we drink in like New York, I'd always feel like I was out drinking him insanely and then telling him way too much information.
Yeah. I have a handful of friends that are like that.
Didn't you go out? You've been going out with him since we podcasted with him before.
Ooh,
the
Eddie?
First time. Yeah. They like
we get really drunk and then I text you a whole lot. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We would go to some event. And I went by myself. Allie, you were like, go to this thing. I was like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
And I went and it was like a comedy show. And I went and I was by myself. And I don't know anybody there.
Where was it?
It was on Melrose.
Oh, yeah.
He texted me too. He's like, this is lame. I'm going to leave. I'm like, no, stick around. It's like, you said I was on the East Coast.
To give Joe Rogan a high five or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was like
and
my whole mission. I'm like, okay.
You, like, took over the party.
I'm hanging out and I'm like, I don't know anybody and I can't talk to anybody. And it's like, oh, hello. Like, Eddie comes over to me and he's like, how's it going? And I'm like, oh, good. I just wanted to come by and say, congratulations on your whatever 20th show, 30th show, whatever it was he was celebrating. Shook his hand. And then I was like, I'll probably bounce out of here pretty soon. And he's like, well, let's do a shot first. And I'm like, okay, let's do four. And we go to the bar. We pour up 8 shots of fucking Jaeger. We didn't. And he was a machine that night. He was
holy
just fucking
shit.
And we went back to back. So we nailed these down. And I'm like, look, we're both like making the face. And we both choked down that 4 shot. And then it was like, after that, he grabs my hand. He walks me over. Introduces me to a girl that I saw at the party. I was like, okay, there's a couple of girls here. That one's really pretty. And he's like, this is I forgot her name,
right?
But she's like, super, super famous porno star.
Oh,
like,
shut up. Was it? I know almost know who it
she
is.
She was very young.
Oh, really?
Very young, and she won all of the AVN awards, all of it, man.
Oh, there's a porn star coming to our show tomorrow.
Oh, right on.
Who?
Hold on. I'm looking it up right now because I forget. She just confirmed.
This chick was gorgeous. Young, like super, super cool. I was like, uh-oh. Like, I can't even. I got to hang out too much.
Would you fuck a porn star?
Oh, God. Are you kidding me? I would put a ring on it.
Are you serious?
No. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. I think I would always have issues with the fact that she had fucked other dudes on camera.
Well, it depends. I mean, you know, is she making lots of money?
Can they make
we'll
lots
get
of
back
money?
To that
I don't know.
Thing,
I don't know.
Right?
I don't know anything
she's
about it.
Done enough guys that it's the same as you being good at hand jobs. So
also,
why not?
You know, there's that myth that like maybe there's something special between you just and her.
Yeah,
that doesn't work. Other guys are spitting in her mouth and fucking her ass too. There's no
mouth.
Way you don't get any. No, no. There's no
had a guy spit in your mouth.
There's no specialness there.
It's my favorite.
I wish I could have just have a picture of you just.
She's contemplating
right
it. I don't want to rule it out immediately.
Doing visual for your podcast, what? People would totally watch this.
Yeah. I got my cousins coming over tonight. We're gonna take it visual when I get back from
nice
tour. I'm going not tour, but
yeah.
There's a difference between doing the road and being on tour. I feel like.
Oh my god, there's
you're
a
on
huge
the road
difference.
All the time, aren't you?
Yeah, I leave for a month Monday, Saturday. So when I post this, I will be in Fiji.
Cool.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's awesome.
On a boat. My cousin, so for those of you right. asking or wondering, and not that anyone is, because no one would know this. I don't even need to share this. My cousin is coming in, who's in audiovisual design. He does all that. He makes movies. But he's coming in as a favor to start posting my podcast more frequently, and he may even come in and start doing audio to make sure it sounds better.
Cool.
And he's going to do video. He's going to put up a couple GoPros.
Yeah,
and, nice. And we'll just do a three thing. It'd be
yeah.
cool. I think.
Quality.
Yeah,
I like it.
You know, when you do them, make sure you have one in like a corner so you can see this fucking killer place we're sitting in.
Yeah,
it's badass.
I want a man cave just like yours in my place.
Except your TV is tiny.
Yeah, I know.
What? That thing's bigger than me. What is wrong with you?
Oh, wait, I didn't notice. There's another one over there.
There's another one right there. Yeah, this one's bigger. It's better.
That one's got a frame around it. It looks fucking awesome.
The you know what the coolest the thing I love about this man cave is that it makes people think I'm someone that I'm not, because like this room's so badass that if you just saw a video of this room, you'd be like, oh my god, I wonder what his house is like. You've been in my house. Like next get me to the man cave. And then I've got like my BC up there, I got my new regulator, my fins, I got a knife, I got all my like spin bike. It makes me look like I'm a real fucking hardcore balls to the wall adventurer.
Yep.
But I'm scared of scuba diving. I'm going in Fiji. I'm so scared.
Really? Have you gone before?
Go slow.
I've done like pool dives. I'm certified, yeah. Okay. But I've only done pool dives, and I do my open water dive my first day in Fiji. I do three of them, but it's like, I don't know.
Serious?
We'll see.
It's terrifying. I don't want to freak you out, but it is.
I've done it in the pool, but
you know, I rock climb. I've done a lot of fucking super dangerous shit. I race cars. I race bikes.
Really?
But I watched some chick die scuba diving, and it
I didn't need to know this story.
She did that her pool dives, and that was the first time she'd ever been in open water.
How did she die?
The current like yanked her into a rock, and she slammed into this rock, and she pushed her regulator out of her mouth. She inhaled a bunch of water. She started drowning. She shot to the top in a panic. She embolized. As she's embolizing, she realizes she's in the deepest shit of her life, and she has a heart attack right there. So she drowned, embolized, heart attack. I mean, it was all at once. And then we all sat there in the boat and watched the helicopter come and get her, and it was fucking awful.
Oh.
Awful. And I was like, and everyone else is going to go back in? I was like, nah, I don't think I'm ever going to dive
again. I think you got to be... That's part of the training. I feel like it's slow builds. Like our first dive was going to be 90 feet. I was like, fuck that. I go, let's keep it like 15 to 30.
Yeah. That's like, what I see. Now I'm like, dude, I get a spare air, some killer fucking flippers, and I'll snorkel.
Yeah.
And if I want to go down deep, I'm a strong fucking swimmer. That's I don't need. I don't need any.
Mama
of the,
says I. I don't Mama need, says I'm a strong swimmer.
I don't need to go any harder, any deeper than about 15 feet. So.
I found the porn star. It's Alana Evans. She should be hanging out at our show tomorrow.
Oh, I'm going to
see her?
Yes, sure. She's known as Genitalia. How great is that pun?
Genitalia?
You know, wait, are you supposed to blow her cover? Or?
No, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm going to YouTube, or not YouTube, YouPorn. X tube.
Genitalia.
X hamster?
I don't. What?
I'm going to check this out before. Wait, this is tonight. We don't have much time.
Oh, yeah, it's tonight. F. We're, come to our show tonight. We're F. Playing a
F. F this. Oh.
How I swear. Well, I'm worried my mom might listen to this.
Hope not. Shit.
I think she might listen to the last one.
Oh, my
now
God.
Now she knows I'm a virgin. Oh, no.
I don't want her to hear me.
This girl's really interesting.
Isn't she? She's like a
450 films.
Let me look at her. Let me look at her.
And she's also
she's you know what she is? She's like, if I saw her at drop off, I'd be like, fuck yeah.
Oh, she's
like when I dropped off my kids, because she's 38. Uh-huh. So I'd be like, fuck yeah.
She's like a Motley Crue concert.
Yeah.
I can dig it.
She also does like Playboy Radio, so she's like a on air.
Have you guys done Playboy Radio? Of course you have, right? You haven't? Well, I think they just ended it.
What?
They're looking for a new host.
That.
People grunting like 24/7 or what?
Yeah, just oh, look at her tits. No, it's.
Well, I can't. It's radio.
No, they can be dirty. They can be dirty. You can curse on it because it's on XM or Sirius XM.
Yeah, but you can't look at anything. It's
but they have a video stream, like a live streaming, so you can watch it. I think they air it on Playboy TV.
Jeez, oh man, Playboy Radio's on. Yep, that's me.
Have you ever been to the mansion?
Nice, Ellie. Round two.
Have you ever been to the mansion?
No.
Me either.
Have
I want to go. Let's go tonight. Wait, we have a show tonight. And then we have to get iPhones.
Where's your show tonight?
Down in
Molly Malone. Fairfax.
Oh, I know Molly Malone.
After the show, I'm going to go stand in line for my iPhone.
Really?
I swear to fucking God.
That's so dumb.
I'm such a dork.
I'm going to totally go.
You going to get the big one?
Yeah, of course.
You already ordered it. You ordered online, didn't you? Why do you need
I
to
did.
Stand
no,
in line?
They canceled it because I have a business account. And
last time he stood in line, he came out with like a Nokia phone.
No. This is a good story. I stand in line to get this is a million years ago. I think it's the iPhone 3GS or something. Stand in line all night. Standing in line is super fucking fun.
Really?
People are like, oh my God, what do these guys have? Nothing better to do?
No, don't listen.
No, I have lots of fucking better things to do. No, you show up with a bunch of beer. You're talking to a bunch of people that are so engaged. These people are so excited to fucking talk. There's nothing to do. You're sitting there for 10 hours. So it's like if you bust out some cards, you're like a celebrity if you have a cards. Like, anyway, I stand in this line.
Don't people like have chairs and like camp out?
No, totally. It's like, dude, you could bring a guitar and we could do a power hour in line. It would be killer.
Oh.
It'd be fucking killer. People are filming shit. It's a whole thing. People are doing podcasts on the line.
I bet they are doing podcasts.
Oh, it's super fun. It's not like I don't feel bad for these people. I feel bad that I don't get to go and camp like they are.
Yeah.
Anyway, I stand in this fucking line all fucking night. I'm talking to these people. We're all excited about this. The doors open. Everybody, people go in one at a time. They get their iPhones. You're allowed to buy two per person. And then you walk out. Everybody screams. You hold it up and they give you a high five as you come out. I went in and I get a couple of iPhones, one for me and my business partner. And I wanted to get my mom one of those phones with the really big numbers. It's like a flip phone, but when you push one, the one is fucking giant. It's like an inch.
Yeah.
Okay, so I get her one of those. And as I'm coming out, I hold that up. And everyone is looking at it, and they're like, is this guy for fucking real? Like, he just fucking waited in his line for fucking 7 hours. He comes out with the Samsung.
I got the Samsung!
I'm like, woo, you guys! And they were looking like, oh, fuck. Like, someone tell him. But, yeah, it's dumb.
Wait, are you getting a new iPhone, too?
Only because mine's, like, crashing every second. I can't even get into Evernote, and that's, like, everything I ever thought of.
Allie's so iPhone is from a museum. Right now. She's using, like, a
what's Evernote?
4.
Evernote is just where I put all my notes. It's, like, the best app ever, and I'm not sponsored by them.
Medium
and all
app.
I do is, like, talk about how wonderful they are. But anyway, my phone just keeps crashing, and if I can't look at my notes, I can't think of who Alana Evans is and bring it up in a conversation, right? So, like, that's...
Is that really in a note?
Do you put notes to yourself?
Yeah, I lyrics. What at my day to day to do list? Like anything I ever thought of or wanted to achieve is in Evernote. If I can't open it, then I guess I need a new phone.
Now I need an Evernote.
Right, but this is like a 3S or something, or no 4 iPhone 4.
4S.
Yeah, no, it's 4. Yeah. No,
it's not even an S.
It's not even the S. It's got to be 5 years old.
But yeah, it's weird. It was like flickering back and forth between maps and messages the other day. I was like, this is not right. And then it just like at there's 30% battery, it'll just die.
Yeah, mine does that. Mine gets so hot it burns my hands. It's giving me cancer, I know.
You guys.
It's so fucking
upgrade
hot.
Upgrade it.
Yeah, great. So I can get cancer on my wrist with that watch.
Oh, my God.
We're all
going to
have no right hand.
That's fine. It's
think if you use something often, it should be good. So, and if
no,
you use
so
it less
true.
Often.
Wait. Start this theory over.
Okay, let's say you have.
I see what you're saying. If you use something often, you should have the nicest thing of that thing. I could not agree more.
Agree
so
too.
If you had a fucking
divide
sit in your car
of
because
you
you're commuting,
that thing by how much it costs, and it comes down to like less than pennies.
Mattresses.
I probably should pay. Like,
here's
mattresses.
Another one. Yeah, yeah. Another one would be like if you commute and you're in your car all the time. Get a nice car, or maybe your computer. You know
or
what?
Hookers.
Your computer may be a piece of shit, but your keyboard, your mouse, and your fucking screen should be amazing because those are the three things you're fucking touching and seeing.
Pass me
all the
another
time.
Beer, please.
Yes, oh,
you,
sir.
So wait, here.
By the way,
okay.
I can't believe I'm ahead of you right now.
I know. Well,
I would like everyone listening to this podcast.
I'm supposed to be hanging out with my children today, so I can't get fucking hammered.
You are hanging out with children today.
Why? Why not? Well, pour some whiskey in that.
I leave
wrong
for a month, and. Did we drink last time we did this?
No. A little bit.
Yes? What?
Yes.
A little bit.
Shots,
I mean, okay, maybe a little bit, but I was blessed.
Yeah, that's right. I remember.
I have to hang out with my kids. I can't get fucking blitzed, but I need a couple light beers are not going to hurt a man.
Keith, this sounds like a challenge.
But
bring
like,
your kids to our happy hour, power hour.
Power hour? Yeah, that's exactly. And well, they'll do milk.
Yeah, perfect.
Gross. I would rather them do it with beer.
Wait, stay healthy,
after
kids.
60 shots of milk, you're going to vomit everywhere.
Oh, God. So wait, let's go back to, okay, I believe in buying the nicest vacuum there is.
Yeah, if you use it all the time. But then when
you're going to use it, here's my theory, though.
Is
also,
there a nicest vacuum, or are they all
pretty
much?
Oh, my God, are you kidding me? Those Dysons rule. I got one, and it's awesome.
I got the Miele.
Can you please get sponsored by them before we talk so wonderfully about them?
Here's where I spend my money. I don't really skimp on anything. I bought a really nice mattress.
Nice.
Tempur-Pedic?
No. I don't know what kind it is, but we got it. It was. I wish I could remember the name of it now. I wish my wife was here. She'd remember it. If my wife walks in and we're drinking, my wife's going to be like, seriously, Bert? But I bought a nice mattress. I believe in nice shoes.
Nice.
I believe in nice jeans. And I believe in cool T-shirts. I would never. I don't buy suits. I don't wear suits. I always wear jeans and T-shirts. I believe, fucking microwave. I don't really give a shit.
Yeah.
But like toaster oven, I mean, we have a nice toaster oven. But like, yeah, I believe that. I believe that if you're going to, I'm going to play a game with you in a second. That this is what my wife and I did last night at dinner. But I believe if you're going to use something, you should get the nicest thing. If you're going to use the fuck out of
get
it,
get the owl. So I always use this example when I'm talking to my mom, which is super nerdy, but like they're like if you're in the Harry Potter world, you can either get a frog or a rat or an owl when you go to class, and the owl was like the high end one, right? It was like the nice laptop, and so like Harry had an owl and his friends had frogs, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, you use your phone so fucking often, it's unbelievable. It's in your fucking hands all the time.
64 gigabytes.
It should be more expensive than your fucking computer. It's the focus point. How often do you touch your phone? How often do you look at your phone?
It
needs to be the best one. I can't believe I'm blown away that your phone
is old.
I'm
a starving artist. No matter what, like, my web presence and my...
We're going to get on Apple. Apple, if you're listening.
Do you think Adele ever said that? I'm a starving artist. And they're like, well, you're not starving.
she
looks good.
Ouch.
Did she lose weight?
Did you just call me fat?
No. No, but I love that Allie goes, I'm a starving artist. And I was like, you're so lucky you're skinny.
All right. Girlfriend's stop eating if you won't be starving.
Okay. I'm a starving artist. Oh, I don't know what I'm saying. Okay, this is the game my wife and I played last night. It was so much fun. What would you pay to stop doing? Like, what would you pay money for so that you didn't have to
check
do it anymore?
But my mom does my laundry still.
Really?
Yeah.
It's true. I've seen this happen, actually.
Laundry. How nice is it?
Once a week, she comes to me. She buys me dinner, gives me my clean laundry, and takes my dirty laundry.
Yeah, but I would not pay for that only so I didn't have to go to dinner with my mom.
Oh,
once
come on.
A week.
My mother's fantastic. I'm sorry that
my mom's great, but my mom puts me in spirals sometimes. Like today, my dad's going to the doctor. He's got some like, I don't know. We're not sure what it is, but something's going on with him.
Oh,
my
tough.
Mom. Yeah, I know. I'm waiting for my mom. I'm not near my phone, but my mom last night. I'm getting ready to go to dinner with my wife, and I was like, yeah, how's dad feeling? She goes, not good. And I go, okay. She goes, you know what? Whatever it is, we'll get through this. And I went, hold on. Wait, I thought it was just like a urinary tract infection. She was like, well, we don't know. I'll talk to you later. And I go, what the fuck are you doing? I go, lady, now I'm spiraling. And she's like, well, we'll see.
Oh, God.
We'll get through this.
We'll that's get
like
through
the,
this.
You're gonna call like the trailer once in a while. To like a dramatic movie.
And I think
like,
she's, I think she's saying cut, you might want to call once September in a while.
Yeah. And I was like, motherfucker. So, and then I, and then
it's your father, actually.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah.
Oh,
come
on. Pun.
But then my wife and I played, what would you pay to know? This is what I said I'd pay for. Okay.
Okay.
And now this is going to sound, my wife mocked this idea so openly that I go, hey, I don't want to play anymore if you're going to fucking make fun of what I think of. I go, I would pay for someone just to come off and top off my cars with gas. Like if a big gas tanker pulled up and they just pulled the thing up and just topped it off. So every morning you had a full tank of gas. I'd pay for that. And my wife's like, that's nice. The dumbest idea I've ever heard of.
You know, I found that I do pay for
service?
I do pay for everything that I don't want to do. Things like that, like, I do pay. I
Keith
pay
is
someone,
pretty badass.
I pay for someone to take care of those things.
Yeah?
Yeah, totally. Absolutely.
You have someone to put gas in your car?
Yeah.
Well,
who? I want to let him go, so I don't want to say on the air. But
oh, oops.
No, don't make a thing. Don't even say anything.
I'm not going to.
He's great. Hey. You don't say anything. I won't say anything.
It's okay.
So wait. But What?
When
like,
we played a show in Vegas, this guy, can I tell him what he does?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This guy just like,
he takes care of what's important to me.
Followed us, him and his girlfriend and me around and like did whatever
he
we wanted.
He made sure that it was
he like
beer
stood in
cold,
line for
next
drinks.
To me at all times.
Or just
if
like,
if I'm thirsty or hungry, if I want a coffee.
He rolled my luggage
around.
Man,
I want a caramel macchiato. There might be a Starbucks 20 miles from here. And it's like, fucking 40 minutes later, I got a cold one in my hands. You know?
How much do you pay him?
It's not that much.
I want one of those.
Yeah.
Mm. Right now, someone's hearing that going, I could be that guy, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, but
he's
I don't
adorable.
Know.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you could totally get someone
and then, you know, they get
free.
To do, here's
call
what they
an
do.
Intern.
They get
Are
to go.
Me?
They get to go to Vegas. They get to go to fucking Hong Kong. They get to party all over the world. And then what it is, take some pictures and buy some coffee. It's actually a pretty good gig.
I wouldn't mind someone. Here's what I would
hold your
mind.
Umbrella. I want someone to cover my yawns for me. That's what I would pay for. How cool is that?
Just cover your yawns.
The
like,
Pope
whoa.
Doesn't even have that. Just like when I yawn, like, excuse me.
Hey.
Covered.
And they, but what would be
covered.
Great is if they came from out of nowhere. Like you didn't even.
Boom.
Like,
yes.
Like exactly. they'd be in costume
like
sometimes.
Ninja.
Like they'd be dressed. Yeah, and just, oh, and you'd be like, oh, thank you. He's like, oh.
That
see you tomorrow,
the
Allie.
Thing I've ever heard. Cover your yawns.
My so good. A yawn ninja.
You know, I
wouldn't mind if every time I sneezed, like, because I'm a really loud sneezer, if someone would
tissue.
Go, someone just, no, someone would just go, mind your fucking business to everyone else. Because I sneeze and everyone fucking looks at me.
Wow. Do you make one of those weird, like, what kind of sneeze?
It's like, achoo! No,
okay.
No, wait, no, not that, that's too loud. I don't know, maybe I'll try to sneeze and I'll let you know what it sounds like.
Can we make this happen? We get some pepper or something?
I'd pay to never wipe my ass again.
What?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you
want
know,
someone touching
okay.
your
nope,
ass?
Nope, just to never have to wipe it.
Oh, right,
yeah.
So you like want a robot to
if I could take a pill and it would just be like, listen, I'm just going to pull all your shit
how much
real
would
tight.
You pay?
Oof.
I'd pay $50,000 to never have to.
To never wipe your ass?
Yeah, right away.
Dude,
consistently
you realize
clean ass
you could
no matter
step
what.
Up your shitting game. You could
shit
anywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Are you
what?
Kidding me?
Okay.
You see those YouTube clips of the girl shit, like the alley?
You
that's
going
to be...
Oh,
it's no big deal.
I could shit...
Wherever you piss, honestly.
As much as you guys are excited about shitting is how women feel about if they ever woke up a dude.
Dude,
like,
you have no idea how convenient it is to be able to piss anywhere
yeah,
I want, whenever I want. I can walk
idea.
Out there and piss
I'm
on that tree.
So jealous.
It's not even bad. It's good for the tree.
When you wipe your vagina, do you wipe all of it?
This is a good question.
This is a great question. Yes, and you have to go front to back. Otherwise, you'll get an infection.
Front to back?
In case
you
wake
push
up
it in?
As a woman,
do you
yes,
go behind
so you
the
go
leg?
From behind.
Oh yeah.
To your vagina? You reach from behind of your vagina?
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta go.
No. So,
I think
it's right
some
up front.
Women go front, but you have to go from front to back. That's like a thing. Otherwise, you're a terrible person,
Hold
and
on.
Then you will get sick. Hold on. Oh, wait, do you want me to? My.
Yeah. Oh jeez.
He's getting his wife because he doesn't.
We're bringing in backup. I'm trying to.
So now this is going to be a two-person sample of the world.
So wait, when you wipe your vagina, you literally take the high road. You take the long road.
Yes,
you
all go, the way from back
you
to...
You pass the asshole.
Yeah. Wait, then, when you wipe your ass, you go from front back?
No. I reach through my legs front
really?
Ways. Front ways.
Keith, what do you do?
I go from behind.
See?
You go from behind like a chick?
Well, no, I reach back there. I like to make sure that I get...
Wait, I'm sorry. Are you taking your fingers south to north?
I go actually side to side.
Oh, you do?
Sometimes I even I spread a little on the
you
seat.
You wipe side to side?
I'm not
and I go
prepared
spread
for
a little on the seat. You can open it up so you can make sure that you're really getting it. I don't want to leave any. I don't have anybody looking at it, but I don't want to leave any there. I'm like...
Don't
like
you? To, there's never been a time where someone was watching this.
I mean, maybe, but I don't like. I don't like. I like to be really thorough in that one. And
that's fascinating. I wipe. I pull my balls and dick to the side and wipe front through the front legs.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of work, man.
No, it's very easy. It's that way you can wipe and look at it quicker. I don't have to look over my shoulder like I'm changing lanes. Like, oh, is anyone back there? I don't need a rear view mirror to wipe my ass.
This is what you need the GoPros for. Because
you don't have your own ass
mirror? Need that
I put mine on before I go to the bathroom.
You know what they need? Why don't they make so mirrored toilets? So you can just look at your balls and look at all your asshole and balls.
That's like, what we want to see.
Like a lighted mirror toilet.
Everybody in the world would like to see everything
going on. I feel like Japan has this.
I want a mirrored toilet where I can see the shit coming out of my ass.
That sounds fantastic.
And make it a little concave so everything looks bigger.
Maybe this GoPro down thing. Down
oh, God. I'd put a GoPro on my toilet.
That is so gross. But also,
I'm going to put a GoPro on my toilet. I'm going to put a GoPro on my toilet.
You can put it down in there, and it's not going to. It's waterproof. I mean...
You know what I started doing recently? I started not taking my pants all the way to my ankles.
Just going to the knees? Or?
Just going like lower third of the thigh.
You want a really good one? Take your shirt off before you take a really good shit.
You're skinny. You can. If I take a shit with my shirt off, my gut touches my pubis and it makes me sick.
Okay.
You want a really good one? Take your pants all the way off and face the tank. Then you got like a little table. You can have dinner.
That isn't a real thing.
Like you're in Top Gun.
That isn't a real thing.
Like you're riding. No, like you're not. Riding behind Tom Cruise. Yeah. You put your arms around the tank. Like yep. You're.
Totally.
It's not a real thing. Totally you can't really is. Do that. No way.
You got a magazine sitting gonna, on there.
That no toilet way. You shit in. I have to shit side saddle.
Oh, yeah. It's so small.
In the secret
like, really?
Potty. Yeah, the secret potty. The girls can shit in there. I can't shit in there. You go in there like when we get done, but your knees touch the wall and your face is on the wall. It's so small.
It's like crapping in an airplane seat.
It's like we have one in an eighth bath because it's the smallest fucking room.
It was cozy.
Room.
I was getting a hug while I went to the bathroom. I liked it.
I would pay. It's something I haven't paid for. I'm just embarrassed to do it. I would pay to not have any hair anywhere on my ass or on my asshole. I want the whole thing hairless.
So the guy who has longer hair than me, though.
Laser it off? Well, no, but I don't roll shit around in my head.
Head hair. Oh,
you know?
Right. Yes.
And this is, and you know, and so I manscape. I shave, but if I could never have to get down there to do that job, that would be.
I shave my asshole.
Well, I think you have to. Otherwise,
I do now because my hair would just, it just ties up toilet paper.
Like you had dreads back then.
It just grabs. Well, I had
braid it.
I'm sure I've told this story, but I had like a like this pain in my asshole. I got done jogging. We have to go to this wine tasting, like for the school.
I don't like jogging wine tasting. What are you, an adult?
Oh, dude, I drank a bottle of wine and ran 4 miles last night on the treadmill.
Drunk running, watching
the Roosevelts.
What?
Fucking FDR and Teddy. I am obsessed with Teddy Roosevelt. Am I saying it right? Is it Roosevelt?
I'm not sure. But we know what you're talking about.
I'm obsessed with Teddy Roosevelt.
You're a history buff, Ken?
What?
You're a history buff?
Oh, I'm obsessed with history.
Interesting.
I love history. I love, like, because I feel like without knowing it, I'm doomed to repeat it. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, God.
No, I love it's on PBS. They're doing a series on the Roosevelts.
Yeah.
Did you know that Eleanor Roosevelt was FDR's wife? Did you know they were cousins?
Yeah, I think I did know that, right?
How creepy.
There was some, like, weird drama with that whole family, though, right?
Family that plays together, stays together.
She was hot. Eleanor Roosevelt was hot.
Oh, really?
Young, but for only like a short period of time.
She had like 20 minutes of like really hot.
She turned into an old lady at like 30. Like at 30, she looked like she was 70.
It's like changed over immediately.
Just like, bathing, I'm going to do some knitting. I want to smell like mothballs. I got to find that fucking SD card. Now I'm obsessed. I wonder where I hid it from myself.
Are you there yet? We got to get you there. Hold on. Get some. Wait. Do you have liquor here? Come on.
I do. I have so much fucking liquor. All right.
Let's make this happen. This is for science.
I can't drink liquor. I'm supposed to hang out with my kids. Okay. My lap
I've never seen you drunk. Is that what you're saying?
No. But I try not to drink at home. That way, I'm.
We're not at home.
Actually,
we're in your man cave.
I'm never the bad dad. Like, I just thought about it today. I was like, I only really drink on the road these days. I haven't been drinking at home much at all. Although I did have wine last night, but it was when everyone was asleep. But like, I drink heavy on the road, but then my kids never see it. And then they hang out with me, and I'm just sober all the time because I'm not, like, really partying that hard.
That's
or I have a
silly.
Few beers, but not, like, I don't get, like, drunk in front of them. So I was like,
don't you want your children to know who you are?
Don't the internet, I mean.
Yeah, they've Googled me.
It's over. There's no coming back.
Georgia.
Wait, how many bottles of wine?
Two.
You can do two by yourself?
Yeah.
What?
I add about I have a teaspoon more than two bottles of wine by myself, I spin out.
Yeah,
I can't even.
That's funny that they measured it perfectly like that.
I'm like a one bottle fun on the second bottle's fun all the way up, but I shouldn't really finish the second bottle. That's it.
I
can, but now we're in that don't mess around. Yeah,
one bottle does not do it for me. Like one bottle
wow.
only begets a second bottle.
It must be so expensive. And then you have to like.
What? No,
wow.
yeah, it's like seven
no.
bucks.
Yeah.
Okay, expensive is in terms of like caloric intake and just like having to work that hard to get drunk. Honestly, I have two Bud Lights, which just happened, and now I'm screaming into this microphone.
No, I get. Last night, we had a bottle of wine at dinner, and then I came home. The girls, my buddy babysat, and he was maybe the worst babysitter ever.
Oh, God.
Like, yeah, my daughters went from a real nanny that would come that we used to have for a long time that was a teacher that would come, play with them, make sure it was all about them, put them to bed, make sure brush their teeth.
That is pay forable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then my buddy Lorenzo came over last night and literally put them to bed so he could play on the Wii. He was like, you guys need to go to bed. How do I get on tennis? And they were like, why can't we be around you? And he's like, go to bed. I'm going to get in trouble if your dad sees you awake. At least he didn't molest them. That's all I could think is he did the opposite of molesting them. He unmolested them and made them be by themselves. But it's so funny because he's just a guy. And he's just a guy. And he's really sweet and he's good-hearted.
Where did you find him on Craigslist?
I've known the guy for like 10, 12 years. He's one of my roommates, one of my best friends. But he's very well-intentioned, and I know that he was trying to be the way Leanne would be, which is girls' bedtime now. And he was trying to be like, you can't get out of bed because that's Leanne. But they only know him as Uncle Lally, so they like you know they wanted to fuck around with him.
Right.
Mom and dad aren't home, and he was just like, but then and then he texted Leanne. He was like, I had no idea that I didn't do a great job.
and
I was like, did you expect to do it? Like, you're fun to hang out with, but babysitting is a task. Like, it's like,
yeah, you got
to
learn it.
You got to read them a book at night. Like, you got to hang out with them and make sure they're comfortable.
I'm terrified of kids.
Horrible. Why would you ever have children?
Oh, let me tell you something. There's so many reasons not to have kids that you have no idea about.
Well, can we hear some of them? I'd like to hear them.
Vulnerability.
Okay.
Vulnerability.
Okay.
The amount of vulnerability that opens up to you when you are like a single dude, you have no vulnerability. You're like fucking. You're like those green pans that you find in the as seen on TV aisle that you can't burn anything in, like. But once you have a kid, man, everything, there's stakes to everything. Everything starts really mattering. Like, just work. Like, me going on the road, it matters. Like, I got to fly the girls to Hawaii to come hang out with me because I start getting depressed. And I start thinking, am I doing a bad job? And am I missing these parts of their childhood? And like, dinner last night, I made them enchiladas. And then I was like...
Sounds awesome.
But I was like, the cheese was a little chewy. And then I was spiraling. I was like, what if they choke? Like, I could...
Whoa.
Shit.
That's a game changer.
That's not a thing that should be going through the machine's mind.
Right, yeah.
I might choke some children accidentally with
Thank
cheese.
You.
With cheese? I don't know.
Come on.
Vulnerability once you have kids is staggering.
Wow.
Like, I can't watch. Remember the movie Ransom with Mel Gibson? I can't watch that. Fucking, I start losing my shit.
Oh,
whoa.
Man.
A whole new category of horror films.
Oh, George's. Yeah. I like, there's so many things that you'll see that like that are like, it's like they're great when you have kids. Like, I love my children. I love the fact that I have children. I love my family. I love my life. But nothing for nothing. If you showed me one day, you showed me all the joy that, like, you could give me a pill. And you're like, this is the joy that kids will give you, and you take it. Now, you're a single dude. You take the pill, and you're like, and it's just like the Matrix. You're like, whoomp, and you're like, oh my God, this feels so great. And then they're like, okay, just giving you a heads up. There's like some side effects. You're going to get a little bit of the fear of parenthood. And all of a sudden, you're like, oh, fuck, and you're white-knuckling it. And then you go just back to being a single. You're like, I don't care how good that feels. I don't want that white-knuckle shit. Like, wow. It's like, yeah, it's like the fear of, I mean, it's amazing.
Once you have kids, though, really, it's not about you anymore. You're kind of changing. You're pushing forward. Cause
it is nothing
if you
about
don't have
you.
Kids, I mean, then no one is going to have kids. We need to keep
race
going. Like we're screwing everything up.
No. I think that
humans,
smart people aren't having children anymore.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I'm just talking in terms of like destroying our planet. Like, I'm also not having kids because I'm giving them nothing. We're all going to die.
No. I think more people like you and you should be having more children. Have five.
You should definitely have kids.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Adorable. No.
You're not going to have kids?
We have hot dogs in our stuffed crust pizza. We can't go on much longer like this, okay? Okay? This has to end.
Awesome.
Humans are done for.
You think?
Yeah. I thought 2012 we were screwed. Like, come on. We can't keep going. Honey Boo Boo? We can't keep going like this.
My daughter put me into a spiral yesterday. Okay. We were talking about anxiety. She was like, how do you know? She was getting on like this weird tangent. My oldest is real smart. She was like 10.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure she'll run back here in like fucking 20 minutes if my wife comes back.
I'm gonna give her a Bud Light.
And so, she was like, I know that I'm alive and I know that my life is real. How do I know that you are?
Oh, snap.
And I was like,
oh, that's some Matrix shit. Stuff right there. Like, she's already like, that's an intro philosophy class like in college, right?
Yeah.
When you're like talking about brain in a vat stuff, oh my God. I think
she's
I
like,
love
that's
her.
Awesome. Yeah. I love
that's
that.
Amazing. We should be friends.
And I would like to.
I would be like, I'm not.
And then she
figured it out, and then it's like some weird elaborate dance.
And I'd sit her down in front of the Truman Show and say, it's all for you.
And then Lord. she said, wouldn't it crazy that I'm. Like, when you see me, you see Georgia. The name Georgia, I look like a Georgia. I said, yeah. And she goes, but you guys just picked that. Like, I don't look like a Jennifer or like a Melissa, but I look like a Georgia, but you guys just picked that name. And I was like, honey,
wow.
I am not getting high with you.
Whoa!
Wow.
Yeah. That's
at 10?
At 10. And she's like, you don't look like a Maxwell.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I never thought about it. Allie always looks like Allie.
You look like an Allie.
Oh, thank you. Because my parents said Allie when I was born. Come on. Oh, my God. You're a 10-year-old right now. Stop it. What are you? Well, all right. Are you on 3? Do I need to catch up?
Shut up.
I'm almost still on 2. I'm trying
to
be responsible.
Wait, we get to get back to that. Birds, this is bees. A scientific thing. If we get you drunk, I swear you will be able to find this SD card. It's like you have to need to get back into the same state, right? If you study drunk or you study smelling this kind of perfume, you smell that perfume again, you will remember what's on the test better.
What?
Never mind.
No. Someone told me that if I slept on the book, like under my pillow, I'd get the stuff easier.
Osmosis, that works.
Yeah. What was that, Tony
I
Robbins?
Ate it.
That's not a thing.
Yeah. It works.
I ate most of it, and I smoked the rest of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, it's okay.
If you sleep on a book, you learn it quicker. Where would I put that fucking SD card? I took it out.
I swear to God, I'm putting liquor in you, and you're going to find it.
No, you'd have to put wine in me.
Okay, fine.
It's got to be up there. It's
beer before liquor, before wine,
how do you know
you'll be
you
fine.
Hit it, but you don't know where you hit it.
Because I was working out my underwear.
This is already weird.
My underwear is out there. I was working out my
underwear.
Wait,
what do you mean? You left it out there?
Yeah, it's right there.
What?
It's what you can see
so
it on
after
that,
you
on
worked
that
out,
chip.
You were naked? You
on
took
the,
it off?
On the, after I worked out, I went outside, rinsed off in the hose. I started showering
in
the hose.
Are you fucking serious right now?
Yeah.
You are one of those American Beauty fucking weirdo neighbors. If I live next door to you and I saw you out here in your underwear working out and then spraying yourself down with the hose,
it's right there. Oh my God, I'm looking at his underwear.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, right on this chair.
You know what I'm talking about, that weird suburbia.
Yeah, he's just like odd, right?
Yeah. I worked out my underwear and then
I'm next door to you so you can have weird fantasies about like dropping rose petals and me on a bed.
I worked out. I got my underwear. I was in my underwear. I showered in my underwear and then I got naked and I sat in the man cave naked watching TV. And
where?
I started podcast right in the center.
Really
I always
drunk.
Sit right in the center.
That's 2 bottles of wine drunk for you?
Just naked. But I'm lucid. I'm lucid. Like,
of course you're remembering this. What did you do that you didn't remember? That's what I want to know.
Taking the SD card.
And yeah, no, not just that. I'm sure there's a lot of things he said.
Look through your text messages. How about like your voicemails?
No.
Did you send any business emails?
They're all
emails?
For me. Fuck you,
I didn't go to bed until like 2 in the morning.
Was that?
I didn't go to bed until like 2 in the morning.
Oh,
and then
man.
I woke up.
You went to bed at 3. No, 6. I was in bed at 3.
And then I woke up at 7 to do safety patrol.
Oh, yeah. You were so... You were.
What
you
the fuck is safety
like
patrol?
Wait, yeah. Safety patrol? Did you put on a vest and take care of your kids at 7 a.m.?
I put on a vest and I walk and I like...
Okay.
When kids pull up to school, I open the door for them and get their bags and I get
based
them
on science, you are still drunk. Right?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Absolutely. Done, like,
I definitively worked this out. Check this out. I got this for sure. We drink a lot of beer at my place. Everybody gets shit-faced. After everybody's drunk, you know, party all night, everyone passes out. Morning wakes up. Oh, I feel like ass. I feel disgusting. Super early. I got to drive somebody
to
LAX.
Me to the airport because I got to get back to Pittsburgh.
We do this all the time. We used to. Shouldn't even say we used to do this all the time. We bought the professional police issue breathalyzer.
Yeah.
Very expensive. And we started doing research on drinking and when you're drunk, when you're not. When you pass out at 2 in the morning, shit-faced, out of your mind, you get up at 11 a.m., you are still too drunk to drive. We would breathalyze on the way out the door. No, all cabs now. And I would never thought. I was like, there's no way.
Well, I didn't drive to school because I did feel hungover. Dude, but I did do safety.
Feeling hungover is actually drunk. That's what we found out. When you go like, oh, man, I feel so gross and hungover, you're actually still
feeling
drunk.
Hungover is just being drunk?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Well, it depends on how drunk you got the night before. But if you really fucking got wasted, yes, you are drunk when you're hungover.
Yeah, I didn't feel drunk this morning, but I felt hungover.
And it was, what did you sleep, like 4 hours?
No, I stopped drinking. I ran 4 miles, so I stopped.
Also, that helps too. Running 4 miles was.
What do you mean? That makes you metabolize the alcohol faster.
Yes.
And you get drunk faster.
Yes, but you also sober faster because once you get drunk, you start sobering.
I don't know about that, man. It'll make you more drunk.
I ran probably my last drink was at like, I'd say maybe 1. And then I sat here and I did a podcast. That's my last glass of wine sitting right there. And then I watched TV and then I went in. I probably got in bed at around 2. And then I woke up at 7.
And we're responsible for
5 hours.
Lives.
Yeah. So the weird thing is that
Jesus,
whole
now I got to take that out of the podcast.
No, that whole
it's fine. I'm sure you did a great job.
All
right,
I didn't. All I have to do is stand in school property and open the door for a kid and go, "Hey, come on."
I don't think that this is publicly known. So I'm sure you know. You're not. I mean, if you get shamed on it, you just take that breathalyzer and stick it in everyone's mouth because I bet you that. Cops and teachers and doctors. You have no idea how drunk you are later.
They should do that. They should do that do a traffic stop for sobriety in the morning.
The next
we started doing blows on the way out the door. You couldn't leave our place unless you blew in the morning. And when you left, everybody's shit-faced. They were sleeping all over the floor and stuff.
Dang.
People wake up and they would blow and they were still fucking .1 and shit. I mean, people were still like... drunk.
I wonder what I would have blown this morning.
Probably not really drunk, but a couple bottles of wine isn't bad. You know, yeah.
My first glass of wine was probably at 7.
Yeah, see, and you only need 1 hour to do that guy, and then, you know, it's about an hour per drink. That's what they say.
And I did run 4 miles, so.
And that helps. But the deal
and
is
I did
that,
and I killed water before I went to bed.
The deal is that it actually is 1 hour per drink, and if I drink, like sometimes I'll drink. You know, well, maybe we get crazy on one night and I might drink 15 Bud Lights. Well, 15 hours don't go by before I wake up the next day. That's why when I wake up, I'm laughing and I'm having a great time.
It's called Hermeky. I wrote a song about it.
It's not until later in the afternoon when I'm bummed.
Everything feels awesome or terrible. I can't tell. It's great.
And
you don't realize you're actually still drunk.
I highly recommend, if you're listening to this podcast, I highly recommend if you can afford it and you want to get really fucking weird, or if you have a household where everyone drinks a very lot and you guys drive in the morning or whatever, get yourself the police issue breathalyzer.
I need that.
And start blowing in it. all the time, start, you know,
so the ones that, like,
gauging,
you know,
when
civilians can get, they don't go as high because they're concerned.
Not just that, but they're really accurate. You have to be careful. You can't blow in it within 15 minutes of drinking. You're going to fuck up the sensors and stuff. I mean, there's a lot of rules for it, but once you learn that and you take care of it, the interesting things are that you can find out all kinds of things about how drunk you are, when you're drunk, later, all this. It's really fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
But the scary thing is that when you first get one, there's always that, hey, I can get more drunk than you.
Yeah,
shit.
Right. Exactly. Oh. That's
dangerous.
That's why they're issued only.
That's why it's like, because I don't want to get like the, you don't want anyone to like die from alcohol poisoning, but there's always like the, hey, fuck you, I could, and then we would do like three shots, wait 15 minutes, and then blow in the thing to see who could get the drunkest.
Oh, I had a game show for Comedy Central called Buzzed where I would go with a breathalyzer. I had a party van, and I'd go to bars and I'd take people that were too drunk to drive home. And we play a game show on the ride home, and whatever they blew into the breathalyzer, that was their bank. That's what they started with, and so they could only lose money or make money.
Oh,
like,
man!
So, and it was great, but man, some guys blew like ridiculous.
Yeah,
I remember a guy blew like a .3 or something.
Yeah,
and someone's like, he had to have been drinking.
Why is he not dead?
All day.
No. Yeah,
because what happens is
I blew
it builds
3.
Up. Like if you drink for like 2 days straight. By the end of the last day, your blood alcohol level's through the fucking roof.
But you're still coherent.
Yeah.
So. You're wrecked. You're wrecked. You're just more used to being wrecked.
Wow.
I have ridden
this
train.
How did you get away with that on network TV?
It did not get picked up.
Okay.
It was
It sounds like what's that taxi thing that they do in New York, but way more fun.
Cash Cab.
Yeah.
Ben
exactly.
Bailey does
like
that.
Cash Cab, but way better. Yeah, I'm sure your buddies with him.
HBO,
yeah.
Man.
He's a what?
HBO. You could do anything on HBO.
ATO. No, that's
what do you think I said?
ATO. That's my fraternity.
Oh.
CTB?
CTB.
CBT.
CBT.
CTB.
CBT.
CBT.
No, I. The very first person we asked that got in the car, people were so unhinged because they were drunk. I remember going.
I love that.
The one game we played is Guess What's in Your Mouth? So you'd blindfold them and shove shit in their mouths.
Oh, my God.
And they'd have to guess what it was. You always had the guy do it. And I was like, have you ever blown someone? And he goes, a human? No. That was the very first words of this pilot. And I go, what? And he goes, one time I blew a squirrel, but it was on accident. And
we had a bunch of LSD.
I mean, I could hear fucking the crew laughing. Through the outside, I can hear them outside of the car losing their shit.
Oh my God, that is brilliant.
And then,
explain at all?
He goes, I wouldn't let him explain. I go, no, I don't want the explanation.
I want
everyone to use their imagination on how you blew a squirrel. And he goes, it fell out of the tree. I go, into your mouth? And he's like, no, don't worry about it. The answer is, yes, I have.
Oh my goodness.
He was a mixed martial artist.
well, you know, they're always weirdos.
And then the last couple was three dudes, and we're taking them back to Beverly Hills. And there was a game. I'm sure all these games would get us fired now. Yeah. There's a game called Lick It or Stick It, where we put up pictures of celebrity women, and you had to guess if they were straight or gay. So lick it or stick it.
Clever.
And it was like, you know, it was... It was like Jodie Foster, Portia de Rossi, and then one of them was Jamie Lee Curtis. And everyone's like, lick it. And he goes, no. My dad had sex with Jamie Lee Curtis. And I went, wait, hold on.
What?
I go, I always heard Jamie Lee Curtis was a hermaphrodite. And he was like, not according to my dad, but would my dad tell me he fucked a dude? Probably not. And I go,
oh my God.
I go, I'll give you $500 if you can get your dad on the phone to confirm whether or not Jamie Lee Curtis is a hermaphrodite. And he goes... Calls his dad. He's like, Dad.
Oh, my God.
And it was, I mean, this is the greatest fucking pilot you've ever seen.
Oh, my fucking God.
I was not picked up. I would watch the crap.
I know, right?
It's fantastic.
Irresponsibility with alcohol. It was the greatest pilot.
Quality content, though. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, and there were no rules to the game. So, like, we had these girls.
Get it?
What's that?
No, sorry. He's doubling me right now.
Oh, God.
I'm excited about.
He's doubling me, too. We had these girls. You guys want some combos? We had these girls, and they were like, and we were like, the rule was you had to put, like, it was just to be goofy. You had to try, one girl had to put lipstick on both the girls with her feet. So it was like to get makeup all over their face. And so I was like, all right, guys, I love red lipstick. The challenge is for $100, if you can, and they go, with our tits? And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
And I was like,
it's totally
yep.
not in the
and
script.
I'm like, what? I'm like looking in the camera, my little personal camera. I go, is it cool if you change the rules? I was like, yeah.
No,
and
then yes, it's always okay. This is totally in bounds.
And they just put
oh
lipstick on each other's face with their tits. And I was just like,
wow.
And they were
that's glorious.
They were hot as shit. These chicks were hot as shit. I wish I still had up that pilot.
What did you throw it out? You hide the SD card?
Yeah, probably. Tom Segura, comedian, is one of my good friends. He was the show was like, I kind of didn't have a vision. And then I was like, hey, can I bring my friend in to help write? And he came in, and it was so in his wheelhouse. He played a game called Mexican or Not a Mexican. And so you'd throw pictures of famous people, and you had to guess if they were Mexican or not a Mexican.
Oh, my goodness.
And we played with these three Mexican guys. And they did not get one right.
Oh my God!
And then instead of high fiving, they would headbutt each other because they were hammered. And fucking one guy, all I heard was one guy hit as they're leaving. Someone goes, "Nobody wins in a headbutt."
Dude,
it was a funny fucking
that's
pilot.
So perfect.
Yeah,
that's great.
You ever think about doing a pilot, like a TV, like a pilot of what you guys do?
Yeah, it would be cool. We sort of tried to pull some together when we were touring.
We filmed a ton of weird,
fun
stuff. Yeah, but we need help on that department.
It's like it would be fun to have you go in and throw a party for someone.
Oh yeah,
we were talking about like because we went to each different city, we would do like a party beforehand, and like people who won would get like entrance to our concert that we're playing that night or something. I don't know. There was stuff we were throwing around.
I think we should go do like celebrity parties and but the I mean the Power Hour show is one thing, but it's really just a way for us to force them to drink.
Yeah.
I would like to get them really hammered. That would be fun. Like you, for example.
Yeah.
I know you have your kids and you're leaving soon and stuff, but a month from now when you get back,
I'd love to come to a
you're
show.
You're due. You have to come
Let's
out.
Set up a time where Keith can try and drink you under the table and then fail. Just kidding. Actually, this is probably the best
this
matchup
might be a good
I could
matchup.
In my life.
I
don't know who would win.
Here's the thing. If we were on a plane, there's no way you could match me.
Dude, there's no...
A
are
plane?
You kidding me?
A
that's
plane.
My... That that's, is my domain.
Like,
that's my dojo.
Like
are you for real right now?
Not coach.
Okay, so like,
who drinks in coach?
Hey, come on now.
Sorry.
This
dude's
first
class.
But check it out.
Artist over here.
Are you kidding me right now?
I'm flying to New Zealand Saturday.
Dude, I might just jump on the flight to fuck you up.
He's not kidding. Don't challenge.
I did
15 hours Tokyo to LAX and drank the entire time. I watched two kids throw up on that plane.
Really?
Yeah.
Drinking?
And he had a school teacher who was so bombed. He comes back, what are you guys doing back here? And we were fucking in the back of the plane drinking everything they had. A couple college kids are in the front. They were drinking and the flight attendant was like, hey, you guys, you know, they're like, oh, give us another beer. And they go, no, you guys are done. I'm like, oh, okay.
Cut
and they
off.
Went to sleep. Yeah, they cut them off. Well, and they took it and went to sleep. We're in the fucking back, where the bathrooms are, quietly sitting there.
That's
no
coach.
One's talking.
Ooh.
No one says anything. We're just silently drinking the beers. And then the girl comes back and goes, when nobody fucking talks, we just sit there and silently get as shit faced as we can. Because we know that if we're being loud and being assholes, they'll stop us. We are out of our fucking minds. We're dancing. We're like doing all these like silly fucking games and shit. At the end, we actually drank all of the beer on the plane. All of it. 100% of the beer on the plane. And then Jose, this is gross, we go to hard alcohol.
That's his roommate.
And he starts doing he doesn't know how to mix things. So he's like, oh, I put some rum in, I put some gin in, and then he shoots it.
Yum.
And we're like, what the fuck, dude? He's like, I'm fine. I can drink anything. And we're like, no, dude. 5 minutes from now, that is going to fucking destroy you. Especially, like, after all that beer. And sure enough, yeah, that was a real bad one. Actually, you know what's I got a funny story. This is a good one. When I got on this plane, I sat down. I've been in Tokyo for, like, 7 days. I speak Japanese. I read it. And I write it. And I don't do it very well. But when I'm in Tokyo, it comes back to me.
Yeah.
And I get, you know, it takes about 5 days before all of a sudden you're like, well, I can fucking do this. Holy shit. You know, like, I know I can read that. You know, all of a sudden just becomes a word.
Yeah.
And so I get on the plane and, you know, we're flying home. We had such a great trip. We're having a great time. And the flight attendant is walking by and I touched her arm and I said, oh, so he said, she's like, excuse me in Japanese. And she looks at me and she goes, I'm Korean. And I'm like, oh. I'm sorry, excuse me, like, I didn't, and then she just walks away, and I was like, fucking, I'm on JAL. Like, I'm on, you know.
I was just in Tokyo.
Yeah,
bitch.
And we're in Tokyo. We're taking off. Yeah. And I was like, okay, whatever. Like, shit, man. She comes by later with the drinks, and she leans in to give me a drink, like my Sprite or whatever, and she just fucking, like, lets go of it, like, right on top of me. Just like this. And she goes, whoops. Like a nice, calm whoops. And it just spills all over me. And I know this game. I know it very well. I don't even fucking flinch. I look her dead in the eyes, and I'm like, oh, no problem. I'm like splashing the ice cubes off my fucking...
Without moving your gaze.
Then I'm like, oh, no, it's no problem. I understand mistakes get made. I'm just like, fuck you, you fucking bitch. You fucking bitch. No. But I'm like, okay, all right. I understand your life is miserable, you know, but whatever. So fast forward. We've drank every fucking beer in this place. Sure enough, those 5 minutes go by. Jose is going to fucking lose it. I look him dead in the eye. We're all doing shots of whatever, little Jameson bottles and shit. And I just see him turn fucking green. And he's like, oh, Jesus. And he turns. He's going to run to the bathroom, but he can't. He can't make it. There's no way. And the bathrooms are complicated. You know, when you're drunk on a plane, you can't open those things. He fucking vomits all over this fucking jump seat. Oh. And then runs to the bathroom, throws up a whole bunch. And then I drag him back to a seat. I put him in the fucking window seat. Throw a blanket over him. He starts snoring. We don't say anything. Yeah. No one will ever know it was him. Later, when we kind of wrap up too. We're like, we're done at this point. We go. Everyone goes and sits down. I see that Korean chick. That's her jump seat, and she has to sit in it. She has to sit in it. I see her sitting and strapped into that jump seat. I remember thinking that is so funny. I really enjoyed that.
Ouch.
Yeah. It's karma.
And then we get off the plane. It's 9 a.m. And I've been gone for a while. You know, I hadn't been home for a month and a half or something. And my mom picks us all up from the airport. You know, she really likes that and stuff. And I remember getting out of, like, getting the bags and stuff, being like, oh, shit. Like, mom, you guys, everybody fucking pull it together. Yeah. Pull it together. And Jose is just like, oh, fuck it. Bitches, yeah, your mom look good. I'm just like, oh, Jesus Christ. My mom's like, hey, guys. And we're wasted. We are so... And she's like, it's 9 a.m., so it's hard for, you know, her to understand that it's, like, evening for us. We've been drinking all night and day. Yeah. And we get in their car, and I remember it's like, Jose's like, roll the windows down. And we have to do a very short drive to Hollywood, but Jesus.
I can't... I will drink... I probably won't drink the whole flight. I'll drink the first probably... So I'd say 3 hours, 4 hours, and then I'll pass out, and I'll probably sleep like 7.
Oh, wow.
Like,
rad.
Uninterrupted.
That's like teleportation. When you're unconscious on a plane, you're just like, there. That's the closest thing you can get to teleportation.
I did it going to Australia. I drank really fucking hard slept.
If you get the lay downs, like the seat that lays down flat.
That sounds fantastic.
Dude, it is so fucking awesome.
Where are you going for a month? What, tell
I'm
me.
I'm going to New Zealand.
Yeah.
To Fiji.
Oh, right.
To Hawaii. To Edmonton. To Alabama. Then Utah. For shooting. So... I go to New Zealand.
Flip?
Yeah, New Zealand for a week, Fiji for a week.
And are you extremely busy every minute
every
that you're
day.
Doing? Every second of every minute? Okay.
Every fucking day.
You can't like show up in Fiji and be like, let's fucking get destroyed and ruin your schedule. Okay.
I love it. I really love the show. It's so much fucking fun.
Rad.
Like, the only thing that I get nervous over, like, really extreme shit. You know, that we're doing.
Well, when you have to, like, bungee jump or whatever?
Yeah, like, not bungee jump. But bungee jump, I don't enjoy bungee jumping. So, like, I try to avoid it. At all costs, only because
really?
I don't enjoy the actual bouncing around.
Okay.
They've got other things that deliver the exact same intensity, if not more, that are a genuine. I don't like skydiving either, but I do skydive, and we're going skydiving.
I'm going for the first time.
Oh,
I
yeah?
haven't yet. Yeah,
I've never done this before. When
okay.
are you skydiving?
And it's weird because I'm doing it with my
Oh wait! Everyone, guess who she's doing it with?
Yeah,
that would make it really
guess.
Weird. I'm doing it with
her father,
the guy my dad lost his virginity to, the girl my dad lost his virginity to.
I'm gonna go with
it. No.
Who is it?
With the Pittsburgh Penguins cheerleading.
Oh my god!
Sorry, I get mad when I say cheerleading.
Ice Allie Spagnola is a Pittsburgh
Penguins
cheerleader. She's an ice girl. She wears a hot outfit. And she skates.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, and she skates on the fucking ice rink.
Hold on.
No,
start over.
That's... Yeah. No, take it
that's
in.
Crazy.
Take it in slowly. She went to the tryouts and she owned it. And now
I can't wait
to see the Kings play. It's going to be great.
It'll be great. So
I'm coming out,
they,
by
but
the
they
way.
All do these weird things. They hang out together, and then now I'm going to fear bond with them because I got to go. Like once I jump off a plane with these people, I'm going to love them even more, right? Because I'll be scared.
Yeah. It's pretty. It'll
and we
change.
Go through this together, and I'll be like, oh, I love you.
It'll change you for like 2 weeks. You'll
Is that crazy?
It's pretty fucking intense.
For 60 seconds, I get changed.
They say that about heroin.
That's what they're saying.
Okay, well, no now the Penn's Ice Crew is going to do heroin together, clearly.
No one knows.
Make this a...
you'll bond, though.
I'm going to get fired.
Change your life for 2 weeks.
No, if you feel like you have a secret that no one knows about. Rachel Ray told me that because I jumped out of her the first time I jumped out of a plane. I jumped out of a plane with her, and she told me that. I jumped out of her. Someone's coming in. No, I did not say that right.
Nope.
I jumped out of a plane with her, and she said, "You're going to love it. You're going to feel like you have a secret that no one knows about."
That's crazy.
It's a great feeling. And sure enough, for like probably a week, 2 weeks, I just felt like I had a secret. Like I'd look at things and I go, "Oh, I fucking did the thing the majority of people are scared of doing."
Hey, no, if there's a Groupon for something on your bucket list, it's probably not that cool though. That's just what I'm saying. And like,
did you get a Groupon for this?
Yep. So I'm just saying it's probably not that great, right?
No, it's going to be great. What, 13,000 feet?
I don't even know. I just know it's a 60-second drop, and I'm doing it with all of my penguins.
60-second free fall?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking awesome.
60 can I seconds give you before like a, they pull the...
Can I give you a Kings jersey to do it in?
No, I will immediately get fired.
So wait, when does hockey season start up?
It actually
October
8th. Starts okay,
it's
so
now.
Monday, and I just told you I changed my flight because I didn't. I'm off for the first game. It's preseason, so my first game is actually Wednesday. So I changed my flight. I'm going to stay here. Oh, my first game's Thursday, so I stay till Wednesday.
I think the Kings play on October 8th.
Come to Pittsburgh. You can come to a Pittsburgh.
I don't have my calendar, but I've said it at the beginning of this podcast. I'm in Pittsburgh doing my call in sick to work show. November, I want to say the second week in November.
Awesome.
Okay. I'm going to go into WDBE and do radio.
Oh my God. Do you want to be, so we get to pick the people that do the human bowling. Do you want to come on the ice and we'll like throw you down the ice at a ton of pins?
Wait, what time
is rad.
Is there a game that
week? I don't know. Probably.
Yeah. I would
There's
love
to. There's probably two games
There's
that
two
week.
Two games every week.
I'd love to.
Oh my goodness, the crowd would
this
love
is gonna
that.
This is going to be amazing.
I'm going to be the one guy to lose teeth at a hockey game just from bowling.
Just from bowling.
Hey, I also want to come out and I mean, I could be
Excuse
into
me,
the...
Excuse me, Kings fan, you're not invited.
I could be into the...
Nope.
Pins.
I will get you beat up by 22 girls in tiny little clothes.
So do you have to wear like tiny little clothes to do it?
Yeah.
We have three uniforms. We're getting our photographs as soon as I get home.
Really?
Hot.
Are you a big Penguins fan?
I am. My family used to have season tickets. I was actually a competitive figure skater in my youth. And I went to the tryouts. I was like, why don't I try this? And then they're like, welcome to the team. And I was like, what?
Allie, I can't imagine any tryout in the entire world that you wouldn't be immediately chosen
stop
for.
It. You are
no.
Cute.
I've been on tour with her. I've seen her do this shit. She nails it. She's got it. She has a way about it. I ad hoc things that show up. I'm like, okay, let's just do this. You know, if they don't choose me, it's probably for the best.
It. Stop it.
But you really plan. You work hard and you do the fucking right thing. I think I would. I am not surprised.
It's gonna be fun
that you got
I'm
that role.
About it.
I can't fucking wait to go and see you skating around though. You know that we. You know
You're
that
just
when
gonna make fun of me. All he does at my shows is make
that's,
fun of me too.
But that's like, yeah, I mean, everybody. I get 50,000 people to help me when we do this one.
You know, like you can spit on me from. Like,
no, everyone's gonna be like, "Oh, she's hot."
And
that's how it goes.
Like, no, excuse me. The team is like so attractive. I'm surrounded by gorgeous.
Yeah,
people.
That's the best looking version of white dudes is hockey players. I'd much rather have a hockey player physique than a golf physique. No one wants to look like
hockey players.
Phil
drink
Mickelson,
beer too, by the way. So,
dude, I would love to look like a hockey player. Labatt's?
Yeah. And actually, if there's a hat trick, we go out there and collect all the hats, so you can, like, throw stuff at
Is that
me,
a hat trick
sure.
when three dudes fuck a chick?
Yes. That's what happens at a hockey game. And that's why I was hired.
You just should tell the hockey players, hey, guys, tough game, a little CBT afterwards. Really help. You got your head in a funk? A little CBT will get you out of there.
Yeah.
A little CBT. I feel like it's an Elvis saying, like TCB. Taking care of business. That was Elvis.
Right,
his,
right.
I don't know if he had
2CB.
What?
2CB?
2CB. I think that was R2D2's brother.
No, it's like a synthetic LSD.
Oh, really?
The kids are doing. Yeah, yeah.
The kids.
Yeah.
Like
I don't
you?
Know. No, no, no. I never. I don't do any hallucinogens. I can't.
I'm not a big hallucinogen guy. Yeah, I was for a period.
I already am scared.
College.
I don't know. But, does whipped cream count as a hallucinogen? Because I'm into it.
2CB is like it's like LSD. My friends all did it and went to Disneyland.
All right. Oh, that sounds fun.
Went to where?
Disneyland.
Oh, I thought you said the Promised Land. I was like, they went to Israel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, we did that. We used to take acid and go to Disney when we were kids.
What? Yeah. Wait a minute. I thought you said you were into hallucinogens.
Well, I told you I was into it when I was younger.
Oh, okay.
Like,
well,
when
how
I was
young?
A kid.
Like 9 or 10?
No,
or?
no. Like, you know, I guess 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25.
17? Jeez, I didn't even drink at that age.
Smoked pot first time at 14.
First time I drank, I was 26.
First time I drank was 14. I got 26? Hammered.
26? Did I know that?
Yeah, and I did not get drunk. I had a sip of a beer. I didn't get drunk until I was 27.
You're a crazy. What?
I didn't know. I didn't feel like I was responsible enough to do it. Mm-hmm. And I still feel like I made the right choice. I don't think you're responsible enough to really get shit-faced until you're like 25 or plus. Because otherwise, you know, there's all these things. You might drive a fucking car.
Yeah.
Or all the DUIs are fucking 23-year-old kids. You think they could drink some beer and drive a car? Like, you're 26. You're like, dude, I'm not going to fucking drive. Like, there's no way. You make a plan.
I wish I could explain that to my kids that they're not. Because, like, my fear is that they're going to get alcohol poisoning. Like, because they're going to be like, oh, what's the difference between one beer and 12 beers? Like,
well, I'll tell you a good fucking time.
I'm 11.
Now. I want my daughters to have, like, I want, like, in high school, I'm going to explain to them.
There'll be a time. They'll come to you. There'll be a time. They'll come to you.
Fucking come to me and go, Dad.
Oh, shit.
I just can't imagine.
But you're going to have to catch them.
There are humans on this earth that think the machine isn't cool. And that's, like, guaranteed. That's crazy.
Yeah, no,
like, they're
going to
think you're the biggest loser on the planet. And that's so funny. And that sucks for you. And that sucks for every parent when it's going to happen.
Then I'm going to find them smoking weed and be like, guys, no. And they'll be like, hold on. We got it out of the man cave. No.
That's weird. That is different. If I ever had kids, like, they would have something perfect to live up to, obviously.
Oh, my kids already asked me one night. They're like, hey, Dad, who's the machine? And I was like,
how old are they?
10 and 8.
10 and 8. They're already online. They're already YouTubed everything you've ever done.
One of their friends pulled it up, and they saw it at a slumber party.
Of course.
And they were like, did you rob a train? And I was like, yes. I go, look, it's a long story. And they're like, did bad guys make you do it? And I was like, okay. Everyone sit down.
It's a real gray area.
Everyone sit down.
I told them the story. They're in their
dad thing that you're going through.
I told them the story. I sat them down at the fucking in their bed. It was like nighttime. I poured a big glass of wine. I told them the whole story beginning to end. And I was like, and at the very end, when I was like, and so I go up to the cop. My youngest is like, do you get arrested? And I'm like, no, I'm here, you fucking moron. Like, I'm with you. Like, clearly, you have to know how this ends. I was like, no, I love. She's like, do you go to jail?
Jesus.
Do you go to jail forever? And I'm like, yeah, I go to jail forever. I go, no. And then I told them. And they were like, oh, my God. Georgia was like, that might be the greatest story I've ever heard.
Yep. And that's her dad. Good thing you told her before she was to the stage where she's supposed to think you suck. Because then she would be required to think that story was stupid.
And her friends are also watching every single YouTube clip, everything.
Is that going to be weird when her friends think you're hot?
No.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I didn't even get
that's
the girl
happen,
perspective.
Though, like,
you're right.
Let's go hang out at your house. Like, come, let's talk to your dad.
Oh, that's some American Beauty shit.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying with the fucking underwear hanging right next to me on the chair.
I'll tell you
while
what.
Homie's naked, hosing himself off in the yard.
Mm-hmm. There is. I'll tell you what. This is gonna sound egotistical, but I will say this.
I love it.
I will say this because I don't really care.
Yes.
But there, you can tell that there are children whose parents have talked about me and maybe what I do in front of the children, and you can tell the children are a little more interested in me than they would a parent that only because I'm on TV or I'm famous.
Respect, right?
That's like got a big more, like, ego.
No,
you
in general, like I know when someone knows about my social media presence or whatever, or they don't, right? And you're getting it from kids.
Like,
that's crazy.
You can tell.
I'm always super embarrassed.
Are you now like tripling me? Would you catch up already?
When
someone is like, oh,
he's
hey, dude,
trying.
From Twitter, I'm always super, super embarrassed. I can't.
Why would you be embarrassed?
Because I don't. Because
you don't try. I work hard at that stuff, and you're
no.
Just like,
I know, but I don't know. I don't know like what I'm.
I got you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, dude, some... Oh.
What the hell? There are way more here than I thought. 2, 4, 6.
I'm doing good over here.
Good job.
Yeah, you're murdering them.
No, I had, like, some InfoSec Southwest follows me or something. Some infos... Some computer security
he's
thing.
He's big in, like, and the, then, some
they follow me and they say, hey,
stuff.
You know, we're really looking forward to your tweets, or your tweets are really informative or something, or, you know, and they say, almost like a follow Friday or something, but they're, like, basically yeah. blowing me up. Like, hey, you know, check out this guy at Keith Myers. But when I tweet, all I say is, like, oh, I'm taking a shit, or, whoa, I'm too drunk, or, like, it's yeah. pictures of me. Like, it's not, there's not a real, I'm not saying anything interesting. I'm only... talking about really stupid shit, you know, pictures of people doing things they shouldn't be doing. And you know who I really want to be like on Twitter is Diplo. I feel
yeah,
like
you,
he has
you
no
told me about him before.
I feel like he has no PR people telling him not to post shit
of I had to stop I had to unfollow
you?
Him
really oh, too much
because no. it was just all it was of people twerking
some well dude but before funny. That before yeah. that was before he was popular before or I mean that's now that he's popular before he was popular he would post things like he would be like holy shit I'm so high on mushrooms right now and that's all he would say and then he would just like 4 or 5 tweets of just straight gold and then the next morning he'd wake up and delete all of them and they were the greatest I've
really?
Never dude, it was unbelievable oh my photographer is fucking some girl in the bathroom he doesn't want us to see it it's a photograph under the bathroom stall of his pants down and the girl and they're doing it.
I
and
wish.
You're just like, oh my God, like he's just out and no one's saying, hey dude, don't post that or then he just posts black people. And then like the next Twitter is lol. And people are I thought his tweets were really visceral. Like they were real. It was yeah. actually happening. He's a DJ, he's traveling, he's partying. I mean, he's you know, there's all kinds of shit going on, but it was really interesting to see things and not know that there's nobody saying, hey, man, don't say that, or hey, you probably shouldn't yeah. say that, or hey, don't. Like,
it's
I would never make.
Since then, though, right? Like, he's big now.
I make racist jokes. I make jokes about rape. I make jokes about the fucking Holocaust. I make all kinds of terrible off color jokes all the time. And that's just who I am. And I think it's funny, but it's my deal. But I would never – I'm even careful about things I say on Twitter because I wouldn't want to say something on Twitter and have like –
Oh, you mean
know.
Personally like hanging out with your friends?
You'd
yeah, make
right.
horrible
you
jokes.
Like, I wouldn't make
online,
a fucking
right?
joke, some kind of rape joke about some girl on Twitter because I wouldn't want people to get all up in arms. And, you know and that changes when I get drunk too. When I get drunk, then I'm like, I don't give a fuck about you. You know, fucking get out of here. Get out of my Twitter. You know, whatever. But mm-hmm. The way that happens is it's sort of like me checking myself. And I felt like for a while, I don't know now, but for a while Diplo was unchecked. His Twitter was awesome. It was gold. You could print them, put them on a wall, and they were amazing.
Diplo's an interesting guy. But I wish I had that. You know, it's like, look, if you do something like make music, it's inarguable. If
you're an artist,
if people like it, they like it. If they right. don't like it, they don't like it. And there's no fucking, and it's almost like you're untouchable. With comedy, once people see you in a different light, they no longer find you funny.
It's a different kind of subjective.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, I never thought about that. Comedy yeah. versus, wow.
Like, I'm not a big fan. Like, I don't like that girl, that song we were singing at the very beginning of this podcast.
Wait, yeah. I love it. I can't stop like, fucking thinking about it.
I don't so think good. I'd like her, probably, and her friends if we all hung out. Or look at, like,
why not? She might be rad.
Maybe she is. I don't know why
we
I'm
don't
saying
know. We
that.
Don't know.
She
don't know.
Only because I've done like extensive research on her, but she seems like a really talented songwriter, and I feel like I should be friends with her.
I am only really? Interested in if she could drink 9 beers
My
and,
daughter's
and
well,
do
and
that dance.
Her, she's like refrigerator sized. I'm sorry, that was mean. I'm just kidding, but she could probably
I would like
drink
to see
beer,
her drink 9 beers and do that fucking dance in my front room. Every
can,
one of my
wait,
friends
can we make that happen
we would be choreographed
like
would be, we would be in on that.
A goal of ours. Let's do that.
All right,
let's make it happen.
Someone's got to know.
We missed it. We should have caught her, but while we were bigger than she was.
It's
is
true,
she
right?
Huge?
Exactly. Now she's huge.
My daughters know that song.
She's like comparable to you on Twitter right now. I tried to hit her up on Twitter too. And
what does that mean, comparable to me? I make
like
is dick jokes.
Wise.
Oh my God! By the way, Twitter. During one of our shows, I took a photograph of my penis and I put it on
wait,
Twitter.
What?
Yeah,
why
and then
are you doing that?
No, I deleted
not be
it.
You.
I deleted
bad
it.
You bet
but,
my PR.
That's my Twitter feed. It's pretty. I was shit. We do that. We change around the order of the song. Sometimes we do that you text somebody who's not here, and you know all my friends are already at the show.
Yeah.
So I just text random people or tweet or I take a picture of my junk
during the show.
You know,
oh. I also pee during our show, which is
I do also pee during the show.
Under a minute.
I do you so pee in under a minute.
Each song's a minute long. I have, and I know what it's not. It's not because I have to queue up, fire up the background.
Where do you
tracks.
Pee? Like in a cup.
I run to the bathroom.
Yeah, someone asked me the other day.
And the worst part is, dude,
stage,
the worst fucking part is that I'm in there and I'm pissing as fast as I can. I'm like, squeezing it out. And the very second
golden
that I'm done,
ribbons.
I can't run back in and begin playing. I have to run to the sink and I have to wash my hands because that's the fucking first question that they're all going to ask. Then
here's
I run on
I
stage and everyone is like, oh, did you wash your hands? Every single time someone asks. So I have to. I have to be like, I shake my hands, they're wet, and I go, of course I wash my hands.
Yeah, because you peed on them.
Well, usually...
I'm not a big hand washer after I pee.
I love it.
And I always get judged by the guy that sets up shop in the bathroom with the lollipops and the cigarettes and the towels.
Fuck that guy.
He's always like, are you going to wash your hands? I was like, nah. He's like,
no. Yeah, because your dick is clean.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's cleaner than any... It's cleaner than the doorknob you're touching to fucking walk out.
My dick.
Yeah, no, I think...
Yeah, but what about even all the stuff? You know what? You should wash your hands before you pee,
also,
actually.
Pee is sterile.
No, come on. But yeah.
I don't know about sterile.
It is when it comes out, but then it grows a bunch of bacteria.
Look, quite honestly,
you
I only
wash
take,
your hands all
I only
the
take
time,
my
whether
fingertips,
or not you're touching your
and I just grab a little piece of the skin dick on the side, and I just hold it.
You
I don't grab my dick.
You
I always like
tweezers,
to get a good hand on it.
You carry around with you, and then you use your tweezers instead of making contact with your... Yeah.
This is not what I
would pay for. I'm going to sell that product.
I have steak tongs that I...
Yeah, there we go. Like barbecue fucking
from
barbecue
a distance,
clampers.
Just like clamp them down.
I don't touch my dick.
Then you like tap his face with them as you walk out. It's fine, sir.
Would you pay to have someone
shake it for you?
No. You pee, but then there was a service where they would suck the rest of the piss out of your dick, so you never peed in your pants. They would just
a common problem.
I don't want them sucking my dick, but that I like where you're going with that. I would like to not have any residual pee. Like there's always a couple of drops that come out later. I would prefer to not have that.
What if it was the opposite of the hand blower? It sucked air, and you could just kind of stick your dick in there, and your dick would just float like...
This is a Dyson product. I mean, I don't feel like...
But your dick is
like...
floating where, like, hundreds of thousands of other dicks had floated.
But nothing touching.
It's just
all air
coming in.
Okay.
So it's just like hummingbirding, like, and then you just watch, like, droplets of piss go out of it. Like, it's just
No, but then
fucking...
when you stuff that junk back in, it's just dry and awesome.
I'm still waiting for the day that I wake up with a penis so I can, like, take a gallon of water and walk until I pee on everything.
I have a ton of friends who let you wake up with a penis.
Thank you, please.
I know, I was waiting. I don't know.
How cool is it to, like, write your name on stuff?
It's awesome.
I wrote my name in the snow. It was for the first time.
I do pentagrams.
It's gotta feel so powerful.
Crosses.
It's gotta be like a remote control car where you can like affect something from here, but you're...
You know what's also fun is peeing as high as you can. If you're like out camping and you want to see if you can go up.
I've never peed and it... You guys can pee silence. I guess I could pee into like if there was some sort of like crevasse that I like straddled over, then I could pee and make no noise. But you guys can like pee off a cliff and not hear anything, right?
I love when my wife tells me something and I repeat it as if it's happened to everyone, and they're like, "Where have you heard this information?" Like when my wife got waxed for the first time, she's like, "Every time I peed, I just peed down my legs." It would just go everywhere.
Weird.
She was like, "When you pee with hair, the hair kind of like streamlines it and goes, this is the avenue you'll be taking." And I shared that with someone, and they're like, "That's never happened to me ever."
One of my friends was like, "I can't believe people pee on the seat. You just squat, and it goes straight down." I'm like, "Well, I think some people have different anatomy where it'll just spray, right? I think some women have some spray anatomy, and some women have some like straight down anatomy."
That is fascinating.
Like,
if I showed you
a picture of like 100 vaginas, could you point out which one looks the most like yours?
You could show me a picture of 100 vaginas. So there's this art book that's just like straight up, like straight on vagina.
Don't dodge the question. I like where we're going with this.
Wait, what was the question? Go.
If I showed you
contemporary art,
a picture of I'm not even going to do it. I'm going to show you.
This is happening right now.
Straight down vagina or not?
We're going to talk about it. No, this is good. This is good.
It's
important to, you know, like science. He's digging through crates of old porno magazines. Looks like there's cigars.
I am not a doctor.
Hold on a minute now.
Or a gynecologist?
Do you not have a PhD? I thought you graduated from Carnegie Mellon. Aren't you with a huge brain? She doesn't need a wheelbarrow for her brain.
I'm a genius, so I have all the answers about everything.
I can't wait for the answer to this next question.
Good Lord.
I love this podcast.
Is the book. You have the book that I'm talking about. You have this contemporary art book, but you don't have it as, like, a contemporary art lover. You have it as, like, this dude keeps it in his man cave because he brings it out when his friends are over. You are exactly the opposite of the market that the artist that created this expected to own it.
Oh, compression socks. I'll be needing those.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you have some kind of blood flow issue or... I love doing this podcast. This is good.
This is exactly the book I'm talking about.
Oh, okay, my God. I have the coffee table version of this.
Yeah. All right. Go through.
So, as you know, they're all very different. See, yeah, faces with the vaginas.
Point out which one most.
Wait, hold on. But listeners can't see. Listeners can't see what's happening here.
Honestly,
tell them what you're reading.
I don't look that often. It's not that I haven't seen it, but I could not compare. I'm sorry.
Allie, you're reading the great big book of vaginas?
Oh, it's called The Little Book of Pussy.
Oh, okay. So there's a bigger copy table version.
My mom is listening to this and heard me say the P word.
No, it's the name of the book. It's allowed. So now...
This is art. This is actual art. This is...
So Bert asked you to scroll through that and look at 100 of them and then choose the one that looks most like yours.
Lord, I'm going to go with the whitest one. That's for sure.
The whitest one?
I am an average white girl. Especially in the genitalia area, apparently. But good Lord. What are these, from the 40s? There was a lot going on down there.
Can I tell you, I bought that book thinking I could keep it on my coffee table.
No, dude, so, I have the big giant butts one.
Because it's supposed to be art. What is this, like three stacked on top of each other? What is going on here?
That woman just is very special, I think. Oh, no, that's two women. That's two women.
That's three women.
That's three women.
It might be one woman.
We're still waiting for this. This is gonna. People are gonna want to know which page this is on too.
Like,
oh, really?
What?
Are we selling this book right now? Are
no,
you...
no. I bought that book thinking that I would keep it on my coffee table, but apparently,
you know what I'm disappointed about?
What?
This book has come up at both podcasts we've done with you. We talked about this book
no,
at
we
the
didn't.
Last. Yes.
No way.
Swear to God.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's impossible.
Twice now. I blame myself. Actually, like, what? How boring am I that we have to talk about The Little Book of Pussies instead?
I have the coffee table butts one, and there's a boobs.
I think I bought the dick one too,
dude. I didn't really get into the dick, but
like if you show me,
I
could tell you what. Did you find it?
It's the front one. Sure, let's do that.
The one with pants on?
Oh, that's not true. I never wear pants.
Do you ever not wear underwear?
Actually, no. Unless I'm like staying in LA for an extra 4 days, then I might run out.
Wait,
you have to choose.
If I had to choose. Done. That one.
Which one?
She's gone for option A here. The redhead.
Oh, red.
Oh, really? Oh, interesting.
Isn't it? What does that mean? What does that say about me? Is this like reading a poem?
It is. It's very similar.
Can I
similar.
Just say
so,
that like
so wait,
my voice
the first
may
one?
Seem calm, but I'm thoroughly uncomfortable right now.
We're not going to say anything about. We're not going to say the page number.
No, no, it's fine.
It's definitely the redhead.
Let's get real.
The last one on this page.
Oh yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I love that you know. Was that? Did she confirm?
No, but I don't think she'd even know.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like I've seen it, but it's not like I know it like the back of my hand because I look
Bert,
at the back of my hand more than my vagina.
The,
I apologize.
This one here.
Yes,
I have as well. It's pretty rad.
Yeah, that one's
a lot
good
going
one.
On there. You could do a lot of things with your mouth with that one.
Interesting.
I've done a lot of this one too.
Which one?
This one. Just like
oh yeah, everybody has. That's standard. No, don't come over here. For those that can't see, Allie's like her neck has gotten about 10 feet
I'm
long.
I'm trying to get some information.
Rubber
here,
necking in here.
Gentlemen are keeping it from me.
The world of man.
Man, really?
Cheers.
Hey, I've been with one of these too, where it's just
oh yeah, no, man. The whole hair train.
Yeah,
no, and it's your teeth.
It's just not pleasurable.
A little floss.
Not a lot of hair. It's not a good way to go.
I'm getting a little old school with hair. I kind of like hair now. These
no, you know, you could do a really hot 70s like yeah.
Like a throwback.
Yeah, no, and you know what? Like you know, there's nothing better than mixing it up. That's the fucking key.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Nothing is – because if you shave all the time, then you should grow it out once and be like, check this giant bush out. You or if you always have a giant bush, you should shave
get
that shit. Like, check this out.
It's exciting.
Mixing it up is the key. That's the key to life, I think.
I had a buddy tell me about his dick, and he was saying that it curves to the left, like,
he's
pretty right-handed.
So what, do you like shave the
when
right
you grab
side?
It,
no, that's not how that happens.
That's how it happens.
I'm right-handed. Mine just goes straight up and down.
No. I bet it curves a little left.
Perfect dick. Is that what you're saying?
It's pretty perfect.
If we had
maybe
a book
don't jerk
of dicks,
off as much
could
as
you
him.
Point out? Oh,
I
you
could.
I
could point out mine.
This is very different.
Me
oh
as
God,
well.
That's a good point. You guys know exactly what your dick looks like.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I'm very clear on that one.
If you, I'll tell
it's
you
also
what,
very easy to see.
I'll tell you what.
So, wait, no,
I'll
this
take
is
it even this
similar.
Far. I bet you could put up a picture of 10 dicks, mine included, and I could pick mine out.
Yeah, oh.
I could pick my dick out of a lineup. I wonder if my wife
okay, hold on. Could you pick your butthole out of a lineup?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, come on. Because that's what I'm saying. This is like comparable for a woman being like, what's your vagina? Well,
I could pick my butthole out of 10. For sure. 100%.
By touch, if I could touch them.
Then wait, you would. Feel
I could.
It?
I could just by process of elimination.
Okay. I can't believe this conversation is happening.
I was
going
to go, woo!
My wife, I did a radio show in Tampa, my buddy Cowhead. This is back when it was a Cowhead show. And we had our wives come in. Me, him, and Galvin, had his sidekick, had our wives come in. And they had to reach through a curtain and grab our balls and try to guess whose balls they were grabbing.
What?
And all of our wives not only guessed their husband's balls, but they guessed the other guy's balls, too.
No way.
Yeah. It was pretty amazing.
No, Aaron. That's amazing.
Go in to the right. Good luck with Pris. Go into
the house all the way to the left and then turn right.
That little tiny that door far to that far door to the right. Walk in and take an immediate left.
I almost couldn't get in.
I pray to God Pris doesn't attack him. Oh, he's petting her.
Oh, the dog. Your dog's adorable.
Yeah, she scares people because she's big.
She just seems sniffy, not like eat me alive.
She's not dangerous, but she's dangerous. If she's not happy, but she's real friendly. Right. Now I'm telling that to anyone who wants to break into my house. But
yeah,
she's scary. House. She's so scary when she barks, and she gets skittish. If she feels like you're not comfortable, she's not comfortable. And then she follows you around, and will kind of like keep an eye out. And then every now and then just, oh, and every, it like, Jay Oakerson was here the other day, and you could tell he was nervous around her, and she could sense it. And she just kind of kept an eye on him like, listen, motherfucker. I gotta find that fucking SD card.
Decent guard dog. I'm telling you, you're not trying hard enough. If you get some liquor right now,
I can't get too fucked up. I gotta go spend time with my kids tonight. It's my last night with
you
my kids.
You have to be sober, hanging out with your kids.
Yeah, kind of.
What?
Yeah.
It's
kind of the point of having them.
Is the point of having kids is to be sober around them?
Well, the point of kids is to make sure you bring them up correctly. And me getting fucking shit canned on their last night.
What are you getting out of that?
What?
Bringing them up correctly.
I guess one day you get to sit in an auditorium of some sort and go, that's my kid. I think that's what you get
out
of it.
So you plan on them graduating from a thing.
Something or getting
fun.
Something.
That'll
like,
be a blast. You know what else is way better?
What?
Drinking and having your own time. Hey, welcome back.
Yeah, but you're young.
It's true.
Yeah, Pris isn't that bad, right? Is anyone in the house? Any of my kids?
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I don't
we're think so. Derailing his parenthood.
Oh
no! I was explaining that if
I we're
you
talking
bring
about
your,
balls,
what? Yeah, I know. You left, and we were talking about
dude,
balls and dicks.
Dramatically.
Yeah, they Cowhead. All the women picked the balls right off the bat, and they all knew mine because I shaved my balls. So they were like, "Well,
nice.
I know that."
That seems like a big commitment.
Shaving balls?
Yeah,
it's something.
What
you
about
do
like
a,
stubble?
It's something you do on a Sunday when you're on the road.
So once a week don't they get like pretty stubbly
I do it, like,
until
once every,
then?
Once every 2 weeks. Look, I don't mind like a little bit of growth, like a.
Dude, it's.
How does your wife feel about a little bit of growth?
I don't know. I don't really care.
What?
I like playing. I'm the one that plays with my balls.
Oh, she
when you're on the road,
my balls are for me.
Okay.
When you're on the road, if you're in hotels, It is the way to go. That is the time to shave your junk.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to shave Make here. A
mess. I'm not shaving my balls
here's
at home.
Here's my comparison. That's when I pull out my glitter jeans so I don't get glitter everywhere. That's
I like it. I love the glitter on
and sad,
everything.
Sheltered version of that.
What are glitter jeans?
These are my jeans that are like covered in glitter. So I
no, they're awesome. And then I get glitter on everything.
Sorry,
think it's
don't
great.
Talk about that. The point is that like I'm not.
Wait, do you shave yourself or do you get waxed?
No, I've never gotten waxed. So not that I'm against it, but like again, starving artist. So as soon as I have enough money to throw at someone to touch my vagina, I will.
As soon as I have enough money to throw at my pussy, I will.
Yep, done. Wait. I do get spray tanned. We get free spray tans on the Pittsburgh Ice Crew.
Really?
Yeah. So I get like I go naked and then they like hose me down like I'm a car and it's awesome.
By the way, I love the stance you just took.
You got to put like a leg out. They're like, show me this area. And I
Are
like,
you serious?
Fine, ma'am. I'm not even kidding. They're like, put your leg, and then you got to do the other side, and then it's arms, and like you do a little dance for them, and they hold you.
Why
down.
Not just? I mean, you're probably not like the rest of the team. You're able to fly out to LA and play shows and stuff. Why not just sit by my pool for a day or two?
What do you mean?
I mean, cancer? Or why not just tan?
Oh,
for
right,
real?
Right.
Just
I don't
tan,
know. Like... It's free. And then and also, like, yeah, it's better for you. And also, you your pool's really hot.
It is. You don't want to get sprayed down with some weird stuff, though. I always thought
totally
spray tans
do.
Were...
It smells amazing, too.
Oh,
I have trouble, like, not licking myself after I leave there.
I've never like... been
Yeah, it smells
tan.
Like sweet, sugary, pineapple, coconut something or other.
Oh,
I don't know. It's
shit.
Amazing.
Oh.
Whatever. It's this is new to me. I also get like free working out. I'm under contract to not gain weight or lose tone.
Rad.
So that's funny.
So
have to have my nails done.
As if you needed a contract for this.
Hey, shut up.
So wait. How big can you get? Like you just gain weight.
Should I push it? I don't know. Yeah. I also have to tell them if I ever change my hair. I was gonna do like the half shaved head thing, like Natalie Dormer in that movie she's in coming up. No, Hunger Games.
Way to describe
anyway.
Something.
Sorry. Yeah, like, I'm going to look like
what?
Natalie Dormer. No.
Who's that?
No, I'm just trying to give you a haircut idea. Look, the point is, I'm going to look, was going to change my hair completely, and then they would have fired me, I guess. I don't know.
I don't think they'll ever fire you. But you know what, if you're going to...
Okay, here's the thing. My coach probably shit a brick over my social media talking about it, but didn't say anything. But I'm pretty sure, like, if I'd have done it, it would have been a bad
Yeah, because
move.
You have more followers than the Pittsburgh fucking Penguins.
Fine.
Then the hockey team. The hockey team doesn't have as many followers on Twitter as she does.
I'm
just saying.
Rules.
I think. I don't know. I can't comment to the Kings. Okay, on that
I
one.
Probably shouldn't be talking about this right now. I hope she doesn't hear this.
No.
I doubt it. Let me tell you something.
No, she stalks us all.
No stalking.
In a great way. I mean, like, she looks. She makes sure that we're all like not embarrassing.
Wait,
I'm actually
who
under
is
contract.
She?
I'm under contract. She's my coach. Oh. I'm under contract to not tweet about drinking. They're like,
what?
I'm a Pittsburgh Penguins employee.
Wait, stop.
And I, yeah.
Full hard stop.
Yep, I know, right?
Hold on a second.
There have been some serious meetings about this.
You can't
I definitely
tweet.
Should not be talking about this.
Yeah, we're done. We're not going to even, I'm not, I, no, you know what? Let's just change the fucking subject because I don't want to cost you anything.
It's not going to cost me money.
Can you retweet my tweets?
No,
I'm drunk and I just woke up.
The first thing I did when I left that meeting was tweet about hookers and blow. I was like, F this.
Both of which I like to indulge
you just said F this.
I know. That's Ally Spagnola, everybody.
She is
the last, if you're looking for that golden girl, she's the last one in the world.
You're the last.
Stop.
You're the last.
Still a virgin,
Mohican.
By the way.
The last of the Mohicans.
Haven't had any of the sex, as you recall.
You're still a virgin, right?
No, of course.
Yep.
Are you kidding?
Would you lose it to Sidney Crosby?
Certainly not. I'm
amazing. If
we got married, perhaps. Wait,
Sidney Crosby.
There are still some
like,
of your fans that think that was legit. What?
Would you have sex with Sidney Crosby?
I don't. No, I'm not allowed.
Be
I'm
honest.
Under contract to not have sex with Sidney Crosby. That's in my contract. I'm not allowed to fraternize with any of the other Pittsburgh Penguins employees. If he's at a bar and I'm there, I have to leave. Wherever he goes, I have to not be there. I'm under contract for that.
You sound like you have a fucking restraining. He has a restraining order on you.
How about
if I
Mike?
Seeing where he is, I get a lot of trouble.
How about the team captain, Michael Brown from the LA Kings?
Gotta leave. Oh,
really?
Kings. Yes, fine.
Oh yeah.
Why are you buddies with him?
I'm just saying.
So wait.
Yeah, I'm gonna request a trade. I'll come out here.
A trade for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll join the Kings team.
You should push it and see if you can have sex with Sidney Crosby. Is Sidney Crosby attractive?
He's super good looking. Are you kidding me?
I don't know what he
looks
like.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't follow hockey.
Okay, I'm sorry. He's way talented. I know,
game.
Like, talent
I
isn't
Kings
an
game. I love hockey, but I just can't get into it because I didn't grow up watching it.
dude, we're the winners right now.
Such a spectator sport.
You know, the cup was just at
you touched it.
State Social House.
It
was just down on Sunset.
Really?
It was killer. Went there, hung out, playing with it and shit. It's pretty fucking rad.
How did they get it?
L.A., we're winning all the time. The Kings are like the new Lakers.
They're very good right now.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who's our big player?
Getting there.
We have so many. We have the best goalie in the entire planet Earth. Thank God.
Really?
A lot of our players are all... We have Jonathan Quick. He's a super young kid, and he has no pucks go past him.
That's his name, Jonathan Quick?
Yeah. Quick. His jerseys is Quick. It's pretty rad. You can't hate on that.
I went to one game this year,
and
I loved it.
When we
won my first hockey match.
We won the Stanley Cup, and when we won it a couple of years ago, it was the first time that an American team captain had won the Stanley Cup, because our team captain is Mike Brown from America. I think he's from Missouri. Shit, man, I'm not positive on this one. But he's from here, and that's the first time that's happened.
Really?
Pretty fucking rad, dude. And then we won it, and then the Blackhawks, which is a super rad team, they got it the year after, and then we kicked their fucking ass, and we got it this year. So it's 2 times, 3 years. That's a big deal. LA Kings are
Whatever,
Pens
are
every hockey team in the world is shitting their pants going, where the fuck the Kings come out? We came out of nowhere, just fucking haymakers.
Have you always been a Kings fan?
What's up?
Have you always been a Kings fan?
Yeah.
Fair weather.
No, come on. I liked hockey. I dated a girl from Canada a long time ago, and she was a Canucks fan, and I really just didn't like anything that she was doing, so I rooted for whatever team was
against the Canucks.
It happened to be the Kings time, so
I like the Kings. I like the Kings, and
they got a cool style, man.
I got a cool Kings jersey too.
Oh, dude, it's the way to go.
I love wearing hockey jerseys.
Yeah, dude, silver, black, white, colors.
It's really fun in the Valley when it's 108 degrees. Go on a hockey jersey and get some rollerblades.
Yeah. Well, not just that, but you have to remember that in December. You know, when you're wearing your hockey jersey and you're sweating in it and stuff, you need to remember that there's people all over, like in Pittsburgh, that are so cold.
Freezing.
That they didn't run their fucking heater, they would die.
Yeah.
And so when you're putting on your sunscreen and you're thinking, okay, you're rolling up your sleeves on your hockey jersey, which I always do, this is a whole different culture going on out there, but we're still winning.
I wish I grew up in a place where... What's that?
It's like the Jamaican bobsled team. Like, how are you doing well?
I'm excited. Will I be able to see you on TV?
I don't know if they broadcast. Like, when we're out there, clapping and whatever.
No, they do commercial breaks when...
Yeah, it's usually when the commercial breaks are happening when I'm on the ice, like, actually shoveling.
Yeah, they do commercial... But it's like it's a thing. The whole stadium watches.
It's pretty intense. Our practices are hardcore. Like, I get a good workout. There's, like, a crazy pattern that we do. On ice, there are 13 of us. We all have a different position, and we all do this exact thing.
Everyone's just looking at your butt. That's just the way it is.
Do you have to wear short shorts?
Like little skirts.
Or no,
and pants. Like
pants
and like and crappy
but
tops.
It's all butts, man. It's
about
serious,
butts?
Is it a butt thing?
It's all about that butt.
If you're a butt guy, the ice girls are... That's except for LA, which the Kings are.
We have guys on our team, too.
We do as well. We have a couple.
Do they have nice butts?
They have nice
amazing.
Everything.
Are you kidding
really?
Me?
I can't even stand next to them. They make me look worse as a woman. And they're that good looking.
In LA though, they all have these giant fake tits, and I feel like it detracts. I feel like
you're all natural.
Oh, dude, I like a regular titty of any size over a fake titty.
So we have like
super size
clothing, hair, tanning sponsors. I'm trying to look for like boob sponsors. Like if I'm on the team, get me some fake tits.
No way.
Why not?
No way. I'm completely against that.
We can make that happen.
I don't think I would be furious. I would as your friend,
would you get absolutely not.
See, that's a tough call. So I consider myself a ballerina because I still do that, but like only for fitness, right? And so
you do ballet for working out?
Yeah, I just take it like Pittsburgh Ballet Theater. Not that I would ever do that for a living, but then it gets a little weird being in a leotard if you got like a sweet ass rack, right?
No.
How big are your boobs?
Nothing. Negative A. Smallest they make.
I think your boobs are beautiful.
Thank you. That's very sweet of you.
I don't think I've ever looked at your boobs.
Well, there they are. And this Justin Bieber hoodie, they're looking really sweet.
Are you wearing a Justin Bieber hoodie?
Basically. I'm trying to paint the picture for your podcast.
They'll all get that reference.
Bert and I are looking.
Big Bieber fans listening.
I like you just the way God made you. I'm old school like that. Yes. I like a regular titty of any size. I think that's hot. Yeah. And nothing's hotter than rocking it. Doesn't matter if you have no titties, or you have ridiculously giant titties, or one titty small, one titty giant.
Or just
that's
titty.
Fine. We love that giant one, and we love the small one too. Like it's
just one cyclops
in the center,
a single
like
titty.
A uniboot?
That's where I draw the line. That or the fucking Total Recall with three
of them.
Actually, you three know what? I would love that. Me and a buddy.
I want the one that you find in Soho where it's 100 tits. Have you ever seen that one?
What?
It's very
what?
Specific.
What is it?
It's a
Soho house?
No, in Soho there's a statue that where the girl's got like 20 tits.
Wow.
It's really kind of cool. I think it's in
that
Soho. I might be making this 10 up.
10 gentlemen.
10 gentlemen?
Well, if you want a hand on all of them.
Yeah.
Or a wiener between each one. Complex math here.
I've never been a big I'm a big boob guy. I'm not a big ass guy.
Yeah.
Although Leanne's got a great ass. If you're an ass guy, she's got a great ass.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I'm an okay ass guy, but I like boobs. I'm a boob guy. I've always been a boob guy.
So then do you like fake titties? How about
I'm not a huge fan of fake tits. I like real ones. I like real ones. Let me rephrase that. And I don't need them to be huge. I just like real boobs.
I have one friend.
You guys can tell when they're fake?
Oh, my God, yeah, right away. Are you kidding me?
I spent my whole life looking at titties. So it's easy to... Oh, just by looking? Just by
my
looking.
My whole
just,
life.
Just eat carrots.
Looking at tits.
Eat carrots?
Doesn't that
you can tell.
Grow big?
If you look at something...
It's good for your eyes.
If you stare at something all the time and you think about it all the time, you get really great.
You're an aficionado of
boobs. Exactly. I have one friend, though. She turned me around. She had super, super teeny tiny titties. I begged her not to get fake tits. She got fake tits, and they're really hot.
Well, she probably got like a modest size, right?
No.
Like,
she got giant, big,
really?
Out of control fake titties.
Good for
She's
her.
She's super rail
She's
thin.
Killing it.
She works out.
Aww.
She's got a great ass. I mean, she is so fucking hot.
What a bitch.
But you've hung out with her before.
I'm sure she's fantastic.
I've hooked up with a couple girls with fake boobs. A couple of them, they're fun, but it was like they're not. I don't know.
Feels like toys.
I feel like her tits. They weren't. It wasn't so much the tits as it was. It gave her that like super fucking Kanye West injection of ego.
Yeah, it was about her, not about
She'd
the
stop
physical.
Into a room. She'd be like, "What's up now?" And I'd be like, "Damn."
Yeah.
And other people would be like, because even if you know they're fake, you still go, "Oh shit."
Here's the thing,
you know
though.
What I mean? Like,
me compared to someone who has big boobs, even if they're not fake, like I will feel it more. Small boobs are way more sensitive, so you will make a girl with small boobs flip out way more than you will with a girl with large boobs.
Oh,
even
really?
If they're not fake, yeah. So maybe that's more exciting for you.
All right. There it is. There it is.
Yeah, I'm all about her pleasure. Come on.
Jerk.
Same with small dicks, and that's why I'm like, they're a lot more sensitive. I'm definitely a lot more sensitive.
That's really what I'm into.
I wonder if, like, my dick looks regular in a locker room. But when you see porns,
let me see
like,
it. It's pull it out. Let me check it out.
It's not that. Well, no, it's not. It's not that good. Like right now, you'd be really unimpressed.
Well, give it. Just take a minute for a second, and then pull
you
it out.
Some time.
And my kids come around the corner. What are you guys doing in here,
Dad?
Oh Lord,
this is a podcast getting weird fast.
I don't know. I would say, would you pay to have an extra 2 inches on your dick?
No. No, absolutely not.
What about...
He doesn't need it.
Do you have
right?
a big dick?
Sir?
No. You're a big dude.
I have big hands.
Tall. Look at those hands. Look at those feet.
Yeah, you have big... What size feet do you wear?
Like 11 and a half.
That's not 11 and a half.
12-ish.
No. I wear 12.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You'd be like size 13 foot. You don't buy your own shoes?
No.
Well, you got to put them on your feet. At some point, somebody can just show
His
up.
Guy, he
like
lives.
A
this guy
stylist.
Lives in Los Angeles. He has no stylist. You're on TV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But
nobody dresses you?
No. I dress myself.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Can I introduce you to some people? They can work this out.
I don't want to.
He's
look.
Doing a good job. He's got these great T-shirts.
Yeah, I'm all about T-shirts. I am image is everything.
You're a nerd. I love that you know HTML.
What does it say?
It's an HTML tag.
What is it?
So IMG.
You got it. You got it. Images, everything. But you got it.
What does it mean?
It's just like
what
the code like, tag for image if you're writing in HTML.
It's so dumb.
Oh, really?
A big
yeah.
Does HTML still, do they still use that?
They do. HTML5 and like CSS. It's not, it's whatever. Yeah. That's how the web is made.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I learned
the information superhighway. I don't know if you know heard about it.
Familiar? Al Gore made it. It's where porn is.
I learned how to do HTML so that I could put it in my
MySpace like profile.
And blogs and stuff.
Yep.
And then my web designer was like, "You don't need to do HTML for these blogs. Just type it in, and it'll show up in the."
Oh yeah, newer
shit is cool that way. I love that. Yep. That's the way it goes.
Yeah, was it MySpace that I learned how to do it for that?
Probably. I
hated
really,
MySpace.
Yeah,
I
AOL
was
days.
I fought against the machine the whole time. All of those social networks, I've always there was Friendster, and I was like,
Friendster.
I'm never going to do this. No way. And my buddy, I'm living in Seattle at the time. He keeps showing up at my house. He's like, "Let me borrow your car." I had this Honda S2000. But he's like, I'm like, okay. And he's like, "I got another girl from Friendster," and I was like, "What is this? Like some kind of dating website?"
I never knew about this. I've only heard jokes about it. What was it?
He
like?
Was like
Friendster.
Yeah. He was like two girls a night for the rest of time on
yeah.
Friendster.
Friendster
then,
was like the Friendster was the first one, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think so.
Jason Nash got me on Friendster.
I finally got on
it,
and I'm like,
name
okay,
of all of them.
It's fun, you know. But then MySpace hit, and then I moved over. I hated that. I didn't like it, and I was very unhappy with it. I put pornographic content on MySpace, and they were always fighting me and taking my profile down, which I thought was so funny. I didn't care
yeah.
if my profile was down. I was like, fuck you, you know? My profile picture was this picture of this girl bent over, which I thought was so funny. Anyway,
what?
But it's on my Facebook still.
Objectifying women is hilarious.
Oh, come on. She took the photo, isn't anyway, whatever. But
she was asking for a dressing like that.
No, she took the photo.
Ooh,
I was saying
Allie.
Mm-hmm. I know, it's gonna get serious right now.
JK, go on.
She did it with her hand. She took the photo. Anyway, but the MySpace was not interesting to me, and then I had a brief moment, broke up with this girl, got over my breakup. Got back into like the maybe gonna date, you know. I went to a couple bars, I'm hanging out, and I have prospects and stuff. Well, if I'm gonna date a girl, you know, she's always been really successful and nice, and she's really cool. And you know, I have a handful of girls. I'm like, okay, maybe these are the girls. But I realized all of a sudden with MySpace, my realm of pussy was giant. I could now look at all kinds of girls, and then I realized the value of social media. All of a sudden, I was like. Instantly, I was addicted, clicking and fucking looking at people's profiles.
Oh, yeah.
It's because you're single. Sex. Single people drive social media.
It's true.
It is absolutely
yeah.
It's all about
definitively
who's available.
Because then right afterwards, I got together with a different girl, not from MySpace, just a different girl, friend that I liked a lot, and then that's I'm old school that way too. But we get together, and then all of a sudden it became less interesting, and then it became more of a place for me to put funny pictures and to, you know, give the middle finger to the machine.
Yeah.
Know? And then not to the machine.
No. I understand.
I love it.
Although, oddly enough, you were giving it to me as you did that. You were actually giving me the middle finger.
But then, yeah. and then Facebook, come on. And I'm like, nah, I don't give a shit. I don't like it. It's not for me. I don't care. Facebook's for college kids. I'm not in college. I don't. And then it was like all the way up. It's for everybody now. And everybody's on it. And I go, you know, I really just don't care. Everybody I want to hang out with is here at my house, you know?
Yeah.
And then they did they were like, you can get your – what is it? Your name. Your name in Facebook.
URL?
Yeah, the URL. The customized URL. Yep. Facebook.com/KeithFuckingMyers. That's what I wanted. And they announced that, and I signed up immediately.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want Keith Myers. Don't fucking – I want Keith Myers, you know? And – someone else fucking took it. They stall your. Since I signed up right then, they're like, "Oh no, you can't choose yours for 2 weeks." And I'm like,
2 weeks, and you have to have
fuckers.
Like a bunch of likes or two or whatever.
No. This was for
a personal profile. Yeah.
And they wouldn't let me get Keith Myers, and so some fucking guy took it, which is fine. Okay, I love you, Keith Myers, but you know,
No, when it comes to, when you Google Heath Myers, that would steal my
you
SEO.
Get like one real estate dude, and then you get like a bunch of pictures of like stupid shit.
You
I've
with
doing
a donkey and a stripper pole.
I was. No, that was a horse. That was a small pony.
Sorry.
I think I remember that picture.
That was on the front page of Reddit, and then they put it on MTV. And it was real weird.
Yeah.
It was a weird one. It was a weird one. We had a...
I sleep in that apartment every night when I'm here.
No. That was a different place.
Oh,
no,
really?
I had a... Anyway, I thought this whole social network thing, I don't know. I thought it was... let me get to this horse story. I have to now.
Hold on,
it's my birthday. I'm You're going to P2? You're going to P2? Nice!
Your story.
No way. I'm going to save it until you get back. I'm just kidding. We're not going to save it. Shut up. So it's my birthday. My friends are like loading up on beer, and they go, okay, listen, you know, I see them fucking loading up on the beer. I'm like, okay, I know they're fucking getting ready for my birthday. I didn't want to have a big thing. I wanted it to be super mellow. Actually, I like to skip it if possible. But I go, okay, so I get on Facebook and Twitter. I say, all right, the cat's out of the bag. It's my birthday today. I'd ask one of you assholes for a pony, but I know somebody would get me one. Ha ha ha. Come to my place. That's all I say, or something like that. I'm not sure of the exact wording. We're all hanging out. You know, everybody shows up. We're drinking beers. We're having a good time. And, you know, Jose, he pushes me away from the door and he goes, oh, back up. And I'm like, oh, what the fuck, man? And he's like, oh, no, I got your birthday present right here. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And I'm thinking to myself, this is going to be dangerous, you know. This is going to be sketchy. It's not going to be strippers. It's not his style. You know, honestly, there's probably five or six already there. Like, it's not funny. We don't, like, a stripper isn't the thing. I'm like, I'm worried it's going to be like some MMA fighter who's like a fucking champion. Run in and knock me out, you know, or something. And I'm like, don't fuck my teeth up. I remember saying that to him. And he goes, oh, you'll be fine. Door swings open, and in comes this little horse. It's a fucking pony. I'm on the 11th floor in my condo in Hollywood. A fucking pony comes in. And this guy's like, got a leash on it, and everybody's cheering and shit. And I'm like, what the fuck are you guys doing? And so I'm like, and they're like, surprise, you said you wanted a pony. And I'm like, freaking out. I can't take care of this thing. I don't fucking know what to feed it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God. So we've got this pony, right? We're all looking at it. I know. And there's a big crowd of people. We're all like crowded around in like a semicircle, all looking at this pony. And we're looking at it, and everybody's like cheering and stuff. And there's a guy who is standing there holding the leash. And he's got this like dragon t-shirt. It's real weird. And he's got like the Bluetooth headset in his ear. I mean, he looks really odd. And he's holding the leash like pretty tightly, you know? And I'm like, this isn't my fucking pony. They fucking rented this thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's fucked up, man, to give somebody a fucking animal they don't want. It's real fucking dangerous, you know? Like, what, are we going to eat it or something? Circle of life. Fuck off, PETA. If I eat it, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know? But there's a whole lot of shit going on there. You don't give somebody some fucking a horse. I'm on the 11th floor.
Yeah.
But I look at this guy, and I'm like, this is a rental. And so everyone's laughing, and so we're all laughing, and it quiets down for a second, and I go, all right, you guys, let's fuck it. And I see him, and his eyes, oh, shit. And he opens up his eyes real big. He's like, oh, my God. And I'm like, all right, busted. It's your fucking horse,
dude. All right, guys, let's fuck
it. This isn't our horse. I remember dying. This is a fucking great moment. But anyway, that went on MTV. It was weird.
I went for my daughter's birthday this year, my youngest. I went in to my oldest, and I was like, my youngest daughter's obsessed with Phoenix foxes.
She loves
Phoenix foxes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I said, so I found a breeder. And like,
can you have those in California?
You have pets?
Yeah.
Really?
No way.
Yeah.
You're the best dad ever. Adopt dog. Me.
So I go, I find this lady. I email her. I think she's like right outside San Diego. And I'm like, what? I want a Phoenix fox. And I email her and I'm like, oh my God. So I go to George, my oldest. I go, hey, you ready for the ultimate gift for Isla for her birthday?
Holy
and George is like,
shit.
What? I go, we're getting her Phoenix fox. And Georgia looks at me and goes, you're going to bring a wild animal in this house? And I go,
oh,
I go,
whoa.
I go, yeah. And she goes,
well, reality.
She goes, I don't think that's a really good idea, Dad. It's a wild animal, right? And I said, yeah. She goes, we should talk to Mom about this. I go, no, Mom's going to kill it.
Wow. I love your kids.
Your kids are super smart, dude.
I don't know if this is a really good idea, Dad. So I go, all right. So I go, maybe. So she talks to my mom, my wife. Wow. My wife's like, you're not buying a fucking fox to live with our bull mastiff, our rescue dog, and our fucking rescue cat. Oh, she was like, so I'm like, all right, what I'll do is I'll fucking rent it for the day and have the lady come up and let her play with it. And Georgia goes, that might be a worse idea than buying her one, is you're going to give her her favorite animal, then take it away at the end of the day. And I was like, fuck. So we ended up doing an exotic pet show. But
wow.
But yeah, I wanted to get a Phoenix fox.
You can
fox
actually
so
have
bad.
Those?
Yeah, I think they eat spiders and shit. Like, it would be awesome just to be running around the backyard right now. Just a little, you'd love it. It would just be sitting up here with us.
They bite and stuff. They're like, they snap at you.
They're fucking wild animals, definitely. Yeah. It's a fox. I mean, they're not like, you could get a chihuahua and just get its ears pulled.
I'm into a handful of exotic animals. I like that. I like that.
There was a cobra that
Sugar
was loose in Sherman
cool.
Oaks. A what?
Sugar glider.
Those are badass.
Yeah. What is that? What?
You can, like, keep it in your pocket and feed it like food you get from college. At, like,
what is this?
Sugar glider.
Sugar glider.
What's that?
Just like a
what's
little,
a sugar glider?
Little cute little squirrely thing that can, like, fit in your pocket. I don't know, but they're nocturnal, so they'll, like, sleep during the day.
I could dig it.
So it's good for, like, a strip club owner?
Hey.
But not good
or
for,
Keith,
like...
Keith, who was up till 6 a.m.
I don't...
You'd love it.
I don't sleep.
Get a sugar glider. They eat like nuts and berries, so like you could just give them everything that's like 5 years old in your apartment, which is the case right now.
Nuts and berries.
Yeah, I would definitely get a sugar glider, except I'm allergic to hamsters or gerbils. Hamsters.
So you're probably allergic to.
So I'm probably allergic to sugar gliders.
Short hair animal, yeah.
I don't know. My eyes close if I touch. My wife played with a hamster at school. Washed her hands. Got in the car. Drove home. I got in the car later that day. Grabbed the steering wheel. And touch my eyes, and my eye shut. That little membrane, like, you know that area right here?
Yeah.
It went over my eye.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's insane.
Sucks so bad. I didn't have a poison oak, too.
Super allergic.
If you have poison oak, and you're just sitting there.
I don't go outside my apartment.
If you're just sitting
I
there, I get it. And I get it, and I have to go and get an injection. I'm so allergic.
Really?
Oh, yeah, no, my eyes. I look like Elephant Man, dude. My fucking. And then the worst part is that I'm bad. My mom is worse. My mom is like 2 hours away.
Does she carry
away.
Like an EpiPen?
No. It's not like a life-threatening. It's not a fast onset. It's over the course of like 10 hours.
Eef.
Over the course of 10 hours, my eye will shut. My face will get crazy.
You looking for the
SD? I touch.
Yeah.
I just had a vision.
You thought of it?
Oh, he's thinking of it.
Did you have?
We're looking for the SD card still.
Figured it out.
He's thinking. He just found it. Oh, my God.
No.
Come on.
We're so
what
close.
The fuck was that? Hey, well, what's that? What is that?
Fucking idea, but I hit it.
Yeah. Well, that looks
like
interesting.
It's the exact same size.
Like it, doesn't it?
Hey, give it to me.
What is it?
Oh, no. This isn't an SD card. It's like a... I don't know.
I can't believe that you would remember
this,
you
Allie.
Hit it, but not where. Describe this.
What is that?
This looks like a small metal piece, maybe 1.5 inch by 1 inch, and then there is a 1 centimeter hole in the top of
it. Wow, you are so scientific.
Thank you. It looks like it has some sort of patina on it, too. It was copper, but it's got a patina.
I really feel like you should finish your beer at this point.
I probably could. You're also talking to a sculpture major, and you just handed me a piece of metal you want me
really?
To describe. Come on.
That's
I've 4 years of studying art
Holy
to
shit.
Tell you what a piece
you love
of
my mom.
Physical project looked like. And no, I cannot
I can't believe I fucking lost that.
You're going to find it.
It's over, dude. We're going to find it. Actually, you know what you should be really scared of is that someone else is going to find it.
Because
you might be saying it. Things in that you don't want posted.
No, it's just I didn't want to come out in too supportive of Jameis Winston, and then I sound like a shill. I sound like,
oh,
like a Florida State
because he
fan.
Said, fucker and the pussy. We don't want to be in support
right in
of
the
him.
Pussy. And I just was like, I don't really
I mean,
have a stance.
That is the correct place to fuck someone.
It's no, funny.
Right in the pussy.
It's funny. Sex is okay. It's okay. So I do. You know, I got shit faced, and then I woke up. And I was so hungover, and I spent the whole morning Saturday fucking my girlfriend on the floor next to my bed, and it was so raunchy and sweaty and hot. And I remember being like, I was so drunk still. But I tweeted and I said I woke up and I fucked my girlfriend on the floor all morning and what a glorious Saturday. And I don't have very many followers, but I have enough that people are like, oh yeah, like some people started saying things like this and that, and I was like, whoa, sex is okay. it's fine. It's okay to do it. Like,
yeah.
It's not like everything is okay. It's okay to fuck your girlfriend on the floor. You know, I even called her a whore. And
well, then I think that's probably where they. Okay. Oh, not in the tweet.
Oh, I didn't say that.
I fucked this whore on the floor.
No, she liked it. It's not. But no. On the tweet, I was pretty. I was drunk, but I was still pretty PG. I just said that I had sex with my girlfriend on the floor, or I fucked my girlfriend on the floor. Fuck my girlfriend on the floor. So what? Been with her for fucking 8 months or 9 months. I could fuck her on the floor if I wanted. It's not a thing. But people on Twitter were like all talking about it. I was like, hey, I said sex is a normal thing and it's fine. Like, relax. And then I said, sex is like money. It's only important if you don't have it.
You know? Yeah.
And then I wouldn't know.
I have neither.
Oh.
No.
Oh, Allie.
Somebody fuck Allie tonight.
No, give me money. What are you talking about?
What? Oh, God.
What would you rather? What would you rather?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, what, both? No, no.
Hold on. Hottest sex of your entire life or $10,000?
I feel like I could turn $10,000 into, like, way more hot sex, so I wouldn't go with that. It'll be an investment in
hot sex. No, I'm talking about
sex.
Ridiculously, you'll never forget about it, the hottest sex of your entire life. Or $10,000.
I think I could take a $10,000 investment and make it into ridiculous sex that lasts.
I want to give you $10,000.
$5,000.
Fine, I'll take the sex.
What about a first class ticket home? Like, you just get upgraded to first class.
Oh, or good sex? Good
one. Or mediocre oral sex tonight.
Good one.
Yeah, I already have, like, my life planned out in terms of, like, I was prepared to have, like, a really crappy flight home. So, yeah, give me that oral sex.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
What if it was a guy that didn't know what he was doing and he just put his lips around and tied you entirely?
I would not have that happen.
You know what's fucked up here? Is that this is a fucking baited question, because you're saying this, and I don't think she understands what it's like to go first class in
on really good oral sex. It's true.
It's actually, you know, if you had asked me that...
It's like five hours of really good oral sex.
Like a blowjob or upgrade to first class, I would take the first class ticket.
It's true. I've not actually experienced the first class upgrade.
It's really...
Is it better than oral sex?
Yeah.
Wait, can I tell you something that's driving me nuts? Now. That's driving me nuts, and I hate to change the subject, and I'm fucking so bad. But I said to my wife has a maid that comes in once a week that helps do laundry, change the sheets, clean the house, whatever. It's a maid. What the fuck?
Hell yes.
I'm defending it.
Don't be upset. This is good.
But I said to her before you guys came in, or when you guys came in, I went in there. I said, "Have you seen an SD card?" And she was like, "No." And in my head, I was like, I think only people that really deal with computers know what SD cards are. Like,
that's okay.
And then I was like, I'm kind of pissed that she didn't go, hey, what's an SD card?
Oh.
Like, but...
Well, it's pretty common, dude.
Like, I've seen her cell phone. There's no shot of her having an SD card in her house.
She doesn't have a camera or anything?
No, it's an iPhone. It's a flip phone. But, yikes. Like, I can't fucking... Like, and now she's just like, nah, I haven't seen one. And I was like, it's like a little... No, I haven't seen one. So I'm like, but I guess...
How do you know?
Yeah, I'm like, if you said that to me,
she knows what an SD card is.
If you said to my mom, have you seen an SD card? My mom would be like, I have no idea what that fucking is.
My mom would be like, is that a little?
So there's a possibility she might know what that is.
She has to. She has to.
Yeah,
but it's been in my head the whole time.
Also, she wouldn't just say no.
Because Leanne, I said to Leanne, have you seen an SD card? She's like, I don't even know what those are.
Huh?
She wouldn't just say no. I haven't seen one if she doesn't know what it is.
Yeah, and I was like. In my head, and I'm just saying this because, I mean, only people who record shit know what SD cards are, really, technically, right?
Yeah. We're going to find
audio it. Guys.
Audio, visual.
What's that?
He's searching you're searching your place now to try and find the card.
It's got
to
be in the big house.
I'm telling you, you're not trying here. I swear, if you get back to the equal amount of drunk you were,
what's that?
You will find this SD
card. Cheers. Here, let's kill this beer. You have a full beer?
Nope, I'm done.
I have a full beer. Grab a full
beer. I have
to
go play a show tonight. I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, I have to hang out with fucking kids.
That's adorable.
Not me.
I love the guys
who
got grammar on Twitter. Some kids, like, I read it on fucking Facebook the other day, but he's like, I want to see my little brother. Fuck. Like, but he came out like, I want to see my little brother fuck.
Yeah.
But like, I want to see my little brother fuck.
No comma.
Like, no comma.
Oh, no. My God.
Grammar, learn it, kids. You know, and I've come from an old, there you go. Finally. We're finally getting in the game here.
Yeah.
The guy who opened his, what, ninth beer now?
Is that, are you worried? That's a, are you,
no, I'm not
how
worried.
Do you feel after that third beer? Third Bud Light. I think it's like 3%.
Yeah, and it's do, very, do you feel, very light.
I drink these to sober up.
I need two. But you have no idea. That's the one thing that sucks about having kids is their evening tonight with me is more important than anything that I have planned for the next month.
Yeah, you're
because so, like I said, my last night of seeing them for a month.
Because you're so, like, a fucking stand-up dude. Yeah, that's so, what makes so, you rad.
But I already like planned you. On taking them to Chuck E. Cheese, and if we're going to Chuck E. Cheese, I'm going to drink there.
Oh, Jesus. So, like, pizza.
Fucking nothing better than fucking pitchers at Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's, I would have kids just so I could do that. Because if I go have pitchers of Chuck E. Cheese right now, it's a little sketch.
You can't get in.
Would you?
Oh, that's true.
You have to have a kid with you.
I have to have a kid.
Hey, would you adopt or would you pump one out?
Oh, I would adopt. Well, see, I don't know because I would
I make think a little Chinese
really
baby.
Friggin' attractive, talented kid. But, like, you that can, would like that destroy comes... what's going on down here.
Oh, it'll ruin
and
your
also,
body.
Also, there are so many people in the world. There are too many people.
It'll ruin
Why
your body.
More people.
Just, you could just borrow
take one,
one
that doesn't have somebody.
I'm not going to do any of those things because I don't want to have a human responsible.
I feel like if we could do it together, you and I do the paperwork. Actually, I have a lot of hacker fans. We should maybe just put together all the paperwork and adopt
Guys,
a
I dropped my
baby.
Cell phone in the toilet. Like, and I care a lot about my cell phone.
I bet you would care about that baby. Let's adopt
Listen,
her a Chinese
it's
baby.
It's so hard to drop a baby in the
I
toilet.
I have a niece right now, and I'm so scared. I'm
oh
so
my God.
Scared. I fed her the other day, and I was like, this
I've
is,
never changed
I
a
not-
diaper.
I barely have either.
This is the first time I held a human.
Never changed diapers.
Yeah, you and I need
I never changed diapers.
Wow.
I didn't do much of the child rearing.
Hands off.
Wow.
I was gone.
You should read Lean In, man. You need some you need
Lean
some
In? What's that?
It's a feminist book about how men should step in more on that kind of stuff.
I
but
should.
Not just that. It's about a whole lot of stuff. But
you know. I've already missed that. That boat sailed.
Gone.
Yeah.
Whatever. If you're staying kind
Look,
of
someone
sober
needed
for your
to make
kids,
money.
I'm
someone needed to make money.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with a family unit and everybody taking a role.
Sure.
For example, in my family unit, I would like to change all the diapers, do all the laundry, and pet the cat. Someone else
your,
makes all the money.
You're the trophy husband. That's cool.
I would like. I don't know if I'm
I would
looking.
I,
up,
I don't
you
know if I would have liked that.
I go to the gym. I'll work on it.
We were in a financial situation where one of us had to stop working because we were both in the entertainment business. One of us
what
had
your
to
wife
stop.
Too. What did she do?
She was a screenwriter. So we were both in the entertainment business, but we weren't like millionaires. We were working our way up. Mm-hmm. When we got married, got married.
He says this, but he's wearing a. $100,000 Rolex watch.
Not $100,000. I gotta edit that out. And we were in a financial situation where, and I didn't even make as much money as she could have made. But the problem is, her money wasn't immediate. We couldn't get it today. It was like you had to go write a script and get a deal, or
it was
like
a lump sum later,
TV
and then
show,
it gets taxed
and it has
more,
to gain in
yeah.
popularity. And-
yeah, and so my money was immediate. I could go on the road. Immediately and make at the time I was probably like I said this on Joey Diaz's podcast for like $1,200 but I had to pay like half the taxes
$1,200
right,
that was when I first started
make?
For when I first started stand up not anymore stand up's a
can
lot
I
more
can I give you $1,200 to come over tonight
yeah.
blinking a lot
$1,200 is what you got to headline when I first started.
What if I give you 1,200 Bud Lights? They're a dollar each.
No, they're not a dollar each, are they?
Yeah, they are at our show.
Are they really?
They
Starting
are
now.
In Pittsburgh.
Starting now.
Yeah,
oh,
LA.
I just played a show in Pittsburgh. We had unlimited beer. This is what
this
I can
is
do in Pittsburgh.
So different than LA. Because in LA, it's like $8.
You get in the door, and as soon as I start making noise out of my mouth hole, they just pour beer the entire time
that
of my
is
show.
So rad.
Yeah.
I love
do that.
That
here.
I love that.
That's not true. Actually, if I lived here, I could probably make that happen. It's only because I've played so many times at this one place. They're like, whatever you want to do. That's fine.
Because they sell a shitload of fucking drinks.
Even like people stay after and like obviously there's a cover and so yeah, I mean
when
it works out.
When the show ends and they stop that free booze.
Well, that's when you start spinning.
When you're drunk, nothing is better than having a bunch of people who show up at your bar or club sober. Get drunk, you get past the hard part. The hard part is will they have 5 beers? Because that's your best customer. Your best customer is the one who's had 5.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. Allie and I, we take you from 0 to 5 right away. That's our show, is actually to start. We prefer it if you're sober when you begin the show. Otherwise, it's fucking dangerous. But We like it to do it from empty to full in one go, and then we leave the bar or club with the best customers on the fucking planet.
Yeah.
They're the ones that are like, oh, I'll throw their card down and fucking $500 in shots. And those are the best customers. Those are the ones they want. We are money creators in the bar world.
I think it's...
Booyah.
Sorry. That was a
rant. It sells itself, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, are you going to be able to tour with the new Penguins job?
So far, I mean, like, things are really flexible. Like I said, I just changed my flight because it depends.
Do they pay you? Are you like a celebrity?
I try and get back for practices and
she's
stuff.
Under contract. Oh, she's definitely...
We can't even talk
you,
about
you
it.
You get paid?
Yes, but it's not like they're paying me enough to, like, fly out here or anything. It's
like,
just like
$100,000?
Several hundred thousand. No, it's basically like anybody that's doing this would do it for free anyway. You know what I mean? Like, the people that are on
this
team are really into it.
Honestly, there's so many people in this stadium screaming. And
are they going to let you sing the national anthem?
Yes, actually.
Oh, my fucking God. Are you kidding?
So I did it recently for lacrosse, which was like a nice stepping stone, right? There was like a few thousand.
Weird.
And then, like... The Pens will be like 18,000. That's like the most I would ever have done.
I would see that. 18,000 people? What is that?
Yeah. Well, that's like at the stadium, the full like Penn Stadium, which they sell out every time. I will be singing for that.
Yeah, wait, hold on. They only fit 18,000 people.
I'm not even
a
singer.
There?
Are you kidding me? Like, I'm an
entertainer. You play your guitar when you sing it?
You're a great singer.
Yeah.
Stop
you play your guitar when you sing the national anthem?
I did the last time. Who knows this time?
Hey, how do you play the national anthem on
the
guitar?
She gives no credit to herself.
You want
ever.
Me to teach you right now? Yeah. I play it in B flat major. It would probably be lower for you.
You give yourself no credit. I'm not a singer. What are you talking about? You're a fucking amazing singer.
I am an entertainer. I'll say that.
There you go.
It's
oh, it's going to get
why
weird.
I don't have this microphone on you. Come on. You want me to hold one up?
Here we go. No, here, you want to hold that?
No. Pass me the
stick. All right. Here we go.
Oh, jeez. That's like a weird dildo.
This is my dream.
Do you have another
anthem.
Guitar?
Okay, we're gonna do that right now.
No, just like if I'd be like, bro, when you sing the
No way, actually, you don't need me. This is gonna be fantastic.
And I just was like,
solo.
Wait,
what? No, that's the theme song from Friends.
What's the chord?
Sure, start in G. You want me to look it up?
We're gonna
the
Google.
Scott Key. Say. There you go. He pees a lot. No, hold on. I'll get you the chords right now.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? It's America. What if I just was like, hey, guys. Hey, my name is Bert Kreischer, and I'm here to sing the national anthem, but not the way you know it, America. It's a little jazzier. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light, oh yeah, Francis Scott Key and me and you. What are the chords?
All right, so I feel like, so I sing it in E flat, so I feel like you should maybe be in C. Let's make it C for you, because it'll be like pretty simple.
Oh.
Okay, cool. C. Oh, say, it's really low.
Oh, say, can you
A minor?
See.
All right.
Oh, yeah, that does sound like it.
And then D right after that.
Bye.
The dawn's E. D right there.
Oh, yeah.
D.
Oh.
This is entertainment, folks.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
Yeah, that's G right there on the light.
Light.
Oh. Back to C again.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, say, here's how that door. Can you see by the dawn's early light? What shall we
fit back to C.
My life's last gleam.
Stay there. Stancy, still. Who's broad, still see? Who's broad strives and bright star? Not through the A minor. G. You're so
okay,
close.
Okay, ready? You sing it. I'll play it.
No, because it's way too low for me. It's done in your voice.
Let me see the chord structure.
You want me to hold it up? It's kind of complicated, right? This was not written by freaking Meghan Trainor. I'm all of Belle Davies. Belle Davies.
No? I love that girl.
She's pretty great.
I love her.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not like something you can commit to memory. This is no Britney Spears song. Although hers...
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
Yeah!
That's so grandly there by the twilight's last gleaming. Who the skies and bright stars, who the perilous stars.
Okay.
What's that one?
It's red glare.
Is that me?
That was you. That was Keith snapping?
The dentist just called.
Dude, I can't. I can't. I know. I'm sorry. I need to take cleaning. It's like they're like fucking haunting.
They won't let it go. And I'm going to... Listen, I'm going to get a cleaning soon. I'm sorry. I'm coming okay. soon.
Is your dentist listening to this podcast?
I hope
not.
And the... Wait, the Rockets fucking... Run. This might be my new closer at my shows is the national anthem.
Wow!
And just be like, but then just USA. Jazz it up, like,
jazz it
yeah. But you can't go slow because everyone does it slow. You got to go like
faster, even.
Yeah, like
maybe swing it a little. You do swing dance. Ooh, like a little twangy.
Weird. Stop it.
Okay, what about this?
Teeth? No.
Oh, there we go.
Faster version of the old one.
Hold on. As we go. Now it's a fucking folk song. No.
Yes.
That's not actually the national anthem.
How do you make it a reggae song?
Oh, yeah. And so it would be, yeah.
It's weird like on so many
two
levels.
Two and four.
I'm fucking bad at that.
Two.
You play.
Four. No, we don't need to reggaeify. I feel like this is offensive to our nation at this point.
I feel like this is offensive to our nation. Okay.
Allie is okay. Super politically correct all the time.
Are you a feminist?
All the time.
I am a feminist. So are you. Are you not a feminist?
I have two daughters. Of course
Thank
I'm a feminist.
You. Well, even if you didn't, feminists just believe in equal rights for women and men.
I believe in equal rights
for
everybody.
I'm an eco-feminist.
Yeah.
You're an eco?
I'm a fem-terrorist.
This is not tuned. This is your jam. You're going to have to pay for this.
What song is that?
Because you know I'm
oh my fucking god, it is.
No travel. I'm
all about that bass. About that bass. No travel.
All about that bass. About that bass. No travel. All about that bass. About that bass. We should do that tonight.
Yeah, wait. Those are the bass lines, right?
Yeah, but you
then,
can.
And then what would the chords be?
What, you want to play it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size 2, but I can shake.
You are a size 2.
Oh, I'm not allowed to sing this song.
Oh, it's pretty clear.
It's not true. I'm a 0. Great. I'm just kidding.
Can we cover this? Can we cover this?
Yeah, let's do it tonight.
I want to cover it tonight.
Here, let's cover it right now, guys. Here, put this over there. Put this over there.
Your stand.
And then and so that we can hear
both of you. Would
you
have a guitar,
too?
Hold on. Do you want to take my seat? What
you got to clap on 2 and I have 4.
I don't. I just clap randomly, dude. You know that. I like to clap on, like...
Are you such a good clapper, sir.
Are you okay over there?
No, I can't.
What are you doing?
My left hand is hard. Okay, I got it.
Hold on 1 second.
Allie's negotiating some crazy beaded dildo into a...
Got it, so you get both. You can hear my great singing.
Okay.
There you
go. Okay, let me hear you.
Hey, I'm not doing anything. I'm not clapping. You're on your own.
Hello, chest. Is that good?
A little some lower.
More guitar.
Lower.
The Dinkum Systems.
Grab it. Manhandle that thing, dude.
Okay.
Nice.
Do you edit this at all?
Wow. Fuck this shit.
You just like, whatever. Give this to the public.
Hey, it's real. I like that. That's actually the coolest fucking thing about this. I mean, I haven't actually listened to it because I'm too scared to hear my voice, but...
People listen to this like on the way to work and stuff, right?
Oh, jeez. But I'm shit-faced.
Sounds good. And now sing? Yeah, it sounds really good.
Oh my god. My morning is complete.
Well, could you love this song?
Yeah, I fucking love this song.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass. It's pretty clear. I ain't no size two, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chase, and all the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazines working that Photoshop. They know that shit ain't real. Come on now, make it stop. You got that beauty, beauty. Just raise them up, cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top.
It only counts if you come on her face, on her face.
Oh my god.
The stuff between her ears is empty space, empty space.
Inside. You know I won't be no stick figure, still a Kumbari doll.
I gotta learn how to play this for my daughters now.
So if that's what you're into,
E?
Then go ahead and move along.
A.
Because you know I'm all about that
bass. Bass.
You're a really good guitar player.
Bass.
I'm just fooling you. I know this song.
Stop it. Take
bass,
a compliment, goddammit. You're awesome.
About that bass.
Whoop.
That's all right. It. I only know a minute.
Okay, let's play
that's
another.
All we need, actually.
Let's play another song.
All right. What do you want?
I don't know. I love when you play the guitar.
Oh, thanks.
Last time, I think we did like a prison rape song.
We did.
It was super inappropriate.
I probably don't have a pick.
I usually have one with me.
What is it?
Love is like a bum, baby. Come on, get it on. Living like a lover, like a radar phone. Looking like it. You want to cover this? Video, bam. Demolition woman, can I
be your man? Be your man.
Oh!
Take the bottle.
Oh.
Break it off.
God damn it, where's my phone? Cause I have diabetes.
Come on, stop me.
Pour some sugar on me. I'm hot, stick as sweet, from my head to my feet, yeah.
Cause I'm all up.
By the way, anyone listening right now has just gone. Tell me she found an SD card.
Oh shit.
Oh no way.
Hey,
is that true?
Oh, for me? Okay.
There it is.
Uh oh. Guys, I think the podcast is going to be over.
All right.
Oh, shit. I have a conference call.
Oh, dear.
Oh, shit.
Shit.
All right, guys. It was great having you guys on the podcast.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you. I am fucking horrible. Well, that was 2 hours and 35 minutes.
Oh, fuck.
Do you guys have anything you want to promote?
I have an app I'm launching.
Yes.
Everyone go check out my Power Hour app.
Okay. Allie's got a Power Hour app.
Yeah.
I don't know. Facebook, DJ Keith Myers. MYERS.
Oh. Next time you're in town, we'll do this. And then I'm in Pittsburgh in November. Let's hang.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll come in the studio or something.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Awesome. It was great seeing you guys.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Rock and roll.
This episode was brought to you by The Machine.